You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Okay, stop that. You know what, dude? I feel good. I feel refreshed. I feel fucking positive. Glad to be back. 9 o'clock show. You know, when we roll into these 9 o'clock shows, we usually have my guest on that is here tonight because he can only do 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because he's got what they call a family. He's got a life. And sometimes he's got to wait till 8 o'clock to get away and he can make it. And he's here tonight, Mr. Paul Verzi. PV's in the house.
Bobby.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, dude?
So we got a lot to talk about tonight. Of course, we got Gab.
Hey.
What's up? We got Mushy Mike.
What's up?
We got the fucking motherfucker over there, Zach, the new guy. Good. exactly the way I like him. He says fucking two words a show as I'm shit. Don't distract my guest. Just take a fucking shot.
No other guests? All, this is just...
We might have some guests stopping up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to text... text him in, a little bit. You know, tell him. There we go.
What the fuck?
I just spoke jazz. Yeah. Anyways, I just want to get some of this shit at Laughable.com. Wow, this app is ridiculous. Have you used Laughable.com?
Yes, I have, actually.
Ned and the boys and girls over at Laughable put together an amazing app. Make sure you go check it out. If you love podcasting, this is the app for you. They do so much. They do merch. They do tickets. They show you new podcasts that people that you love, shows they've been on, you didn't even know they were on. It's all the podcasting you'll ever want in one app. It's Laughable.com, and they're coming out with an Android app very soon. If you want to be part of it, if you're a gazillionaire and you got a few thousand you want to toss their way to help be at the ground level, you can do that too, because they're coming out with an Android app, and they're looking for people to join the company and be part of it. And at the ground level right now, before it becomes the next Twitter, before it becomes the next Instagram or iTunes or all these other crazy things, this app right now, I'm telling you, is the greatest podcasting app you will ever have. Get it, Laughable.com right now. Cellar Vegas, we got Michael Che coming on the 11th. Make sure you get your tickets. Michael Che, Wednesday night. On the 11th, he is doing two shows only. It's going to be unbelievable. Go to ComedyCellar.com and get your tickets now. And also, there it is right there. Michael Che and Cypher Sound. I love both those guys. Two solid guys. And they got crisp sneakers.
Yeah, they do.
They got a solid sneaker game.
They do. They actually do.
Like myself.
And you thought, get crazy.
What the fuck are you talking about? These fucking kicks are insane.
I mean,
dude, these shoes I'm wearing, are you nuts? Let me take them off. Let me take one.
No, you don't have to take them off.
You take your foot up there.
Look at that fucking A-dog.
Yeah, I mean,
that's an A-dog.
Yeah.
Look at the bottom of that. Yeah. Look at that sole.
Looks like you were just cleaning a pizzeria with the fucking bottom of that.
Look
at that.
What are you talking about?
That's, look how dirty that
is. That's crisp. Look at that. They got one little crease in the side from my weight. Right there? What fat guy creases the side? Most guys crease here. I'm so fucking tubby, I crease the side of my shoe.
Oh, my God.
I literally...
crease the sole.
You know...
how hard it is to crease the sole?
You know how hard it is to... How much fucking pressure? Anyways.
But anyway, don't forget to use the code CC Social when you go to the Comedy Cellar website.
For that's right. We're going to try to fix Mike's sinuses, too, by the end of the summer. What the fuck, Mike?
That's bad today, man.
I mean, am I?
Diet Coke, you dick.
I mean, yeah, listen to this fucking.
Oh shit! The like timing of that.
Bugs Bunny character. We're gonna cut it. Type in the code. Type in the code sinuses 123. And please go if you're a member of my Libsyn subscriber, please unsubscribe and go over to patreon.com/RobertKelly right now. Go over there, become a member over there. You get so much more. Next Monday we are shooting two more episodes of Live from the Shed for Patreon members only. We got I believe we got Noam, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, and Elaine Hendricks, the famous actress, beautiful actress, animal activist. She is going to be on my Live from the Shed, so you'll get one of those episodes. Right now you have Colin Quinn, Ron Bennington, Matt Sarah, and Keith Robinson.
Wow.
This month coming up, we have Ross Meyerson, one of the biggest casting directors, not agent, because I called him an agent, and he goes, "We're not agents. We hate when you say that." He's casting director. I'm like, "Well, what are you directing?" They go, "We're directing the scenes in the room to get you the part." A lot of inside information with this guy. So if you're in the business, you're going to find it. Even if you're not in the business, it's a very interesting slant on stuff that I didn't even know. And he's a great guy, too. That's coming out this month. We're going to talk about my thumb in a second. It's throbbing. So go there and check that. We got one-on-ones. I got a bunch of one-on-ones with Verzi up there. It's all for Patreon members only. So if you subscribe here, unsubscribe to Libsyn. Get off it. Go over to patreon.com/RobertKellyLive.com and support me over there. Go do it now. It's the price of a cup of coffee, you loser. Take one cup of coffee and don't have it. I'm saving your life. Well, one donut, two donuts, three donuts. Stop eating three donuts and give it to me.
Give Bobby three donuts.
Yeah, check it out. We got Dom Sausage winner from last week. You'll be getting your sausage. What's his name again? This is what we're doing. You know the sausage? All right, Jersey, the perfect guy. Dom, I mean the Dom steak tips.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
those were just.
So Dom, I hooked up with him, Dominic. Yeah. We're giving away a one-pound bag of steak tips to fans of this show.
When?
Now. You got it. They send it in letters. They're going nuts. There's a ton of people sending
it.
There's
so many.
Oh, my God. So we're going to pick one. You're going to pick the next winner right now.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Right now, you're going to pick the next
winner. How can I pick? How am I going to pick?
There's a fucking sailor's hat you're going to stick in.
Oh, all right.
Nicholas Maud won last week.
Nicholas Maud.
Last week. Whoever wins this is getting a...
Now, listen.
Is getting a treat.
Yeah, you're going to be getting it very soon, Nicholas. So don't worry about it. Just it's not coming on the 4th.
Oh, don't be one of those, though.
What?
Don't do one of those contests.
What do you mean?
You know, where they win it and then they get it a month and a half later and they already resent you. You know, those fucking... They're coming, Nick. You know, we fucked up a little bit.
By the time I send him, he's a diabetic. You can't have him.
Yeah.
He's got a heart attack. Yeah.
Someone wanted to know what the best marinade was from the ones they offer.
Well, I love the original. If you're going to fuck with anything, anytime you get something that made something popular, you get that one if you haven't had them. And then move on to turkey tips. Get the cheese and garlic sausages. Oh, my God, how good were those?
I couldn't really. I chewed it up and spit it out.
Remember? I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. It was actually one of the worst times to ever be at your house and the best time.
I got a box at my house.
I mean, you had a
next time I'm saving them.
Ben and Jerry's guy with fucking gummy bears.
You know, it was crazy. It was unbelievable. I know, and you couldn't.
People just told me to go home, and they were right. They were, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you there for?
Yeah, but I'm excited
wife,
for
but
this.
But your wife enjoyed it.
Yeah, she did.
She had a good time.
She did.
She had a lot. She had some food,
she
right?
She had fun. She had food. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Dom Steak Tips. You know, I asked him to extend this for another week, and he said, yeah. So you want? Here's the deal. If you're having a barbecue and you live in New York City or you live anywhere in this area, just go and they deliver it to you. They will deliver it to you. Right? Right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. If you live in Boston, you don't know about this. You're a moron.
It blew my mind. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not even trying to be funny. When I ate it, I couldn't fucking believe. I'm not even trying to be funny. I couldn't fucking believe what I was eating. No, I couldn't believe what I was eating. When I bit it, I was like, it's everything that he said it was. It was fucking wild.
You're just being funny, too.
No, I'm not even, when I bit, I'm like, you know, because I go to his house, and he's like, you know, he's having the people over for a boxing match, and he had these steak tips, and he's like, wait, you don't know, and, you know, anytime somebody does that, you think, oh, they're excited to have friends here, you know,
I was.
Yeah,
I was
but excited. They're excited to have friends here. You know, they might a little, you know, embellish a little bit, exaggerate. You smell the meat. Oh, it's gonna be great. We're gonna smoke a steak. But when I bit it, I couldn't fucking believe that it was. I haven't had that before.
Yeah. You know? You literally turned to me and went, "What the fuck? What the fuck is this?"
Well, you got into a fight with me because I said, "Dude, the last time I had something like this," and you go, "Never."
That's true. You never did.
Never. But I honestly, no. This shit is. I'm excited for this guy.
So DomsSausage.com right now.
That's my bad.
DomsSausage.com. It was fucking beautiful lead up and you just killed the anticlimactic. Who was it?
It's actually Burr.
Oh.
But he's probably. I was driving down. He might have been returning mine.
All right.
But yeah, the last thing I want to do, hey, do you like Dom Stay? And then fucking,
yeah.
You know, he'll be like, you know what? You fucking,
you fuck meat, dude. Get off meat.
Dude, we get it. You're Italian. You eat better.
You eat better, dude. You should have chicken fat, so. Bobby, have some chicken, maybe a salad. Enough with the meat sponsors. Why don't you get sponsored by water?
You give a Dasani plug?
Yeah. Yeah, how about a vitamin plug, you fucking titted man? All right, so I really am a fucking
kid. Who's going to win this? Are we going to do
this
right now?
I don't know. We're going to do it right now.
This is exciting.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
It's kind of exciting.
They're going to get a pound?
A pound bag of steak tips.
I'm going to move it around a little bit.
Move it around. Here we go. The winner. Can we have a drum roll, please, Michael?
I'm going to go to the bottom. Okay, here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
This guy's got a manly first name.
Ooh.
Clint Byers. Clint Byers. That's a fucking man
Clint
name.
Byers
right?
Clint Byers is
sounds
actually,
like a fucking...
Let me tell you something. Clint is a slamming Patreon member. Great guy. He's always in the community on my Patreon, so I'm glad he won. That's great.
That is awesome.
So there you go. You win the next bag. I'm going to see if we can do it for one more week.
You're going to get it in September.
I'm gonna, no, you're not. September's a good time.
Labor Day.
It's cooled down. Labor Day. It's good week. Yeah,
fuck this Patreon shit.
No, come on. All right, so DomSausages.com. If you want to
buy,
just get them. If you didn't win, just get it. Thank you guys for being a member of the Patreon. Thanks for and supporting Dom Sausages. All right, listen. Yeah, there we go. Boom, 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 boom. Let's get all this shit out of the way. We do this right up front, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, check it out. If you're hiring, it used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, confusing resume process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to do it one place to get it done. That's ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com is the best site on the planet if you're looking for employees. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude is where you want to go to let them know that you're supporting them through us. ZipRecruiter sends your jobs to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With the powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employees who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates through their site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. WHATDUDE. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Go right now and get yourself a free membership. Right now, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Oh, my God. Look who stopped in.
I can't stay long.
Look at this. What'd you get? Your wife told you can't stay?
No, I got other shows.
What show?
Roast Battle.
What? You got no other shows?
Yeah, I do.
Where?
First, you want to bet me?
No, you fucking addict. What the fuck? You got enough money. Why are you going to make another extra 50 on a Tuesday?
Oh, I'm not making money. It's free.
Well, you're doing free shows?
I'm judging Roast Battle tonight.
What time?
10:15. 10:30. I got to eat first.
No, you don't.
I got to find out. I don't even know where I'm going, where it's at.
Where's your wife?
She just wants to do a show.
How come she doesn't want to come up?
Because she's doing the show downtown.
Where?
Slipper Room.
You're lying.
She's doing it for those two girls
who
had the
make
podcast.
That up. He can't make that up that fast.
Yeah, he would never stick up for me.
No, slip. What the fuck? I was trying. I wasn't trying to stick up for you. I was, what the fuck?
I know how to handle myself. The fuck?
Jesus Christ, Rich. I'm not fucking Ian Fidance. Give me a fucking second here.
No, he's got an hour.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Thank God you're not him.
fuck, man.
What's going on? What's wrong?
Listen,
will you
come in, you're like, I can't stay long. I mean, just come in and sit down and say, listen, I know you can't.
What are you doing, a landscaping commercial?
Why?
Your thumb.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does. You never see those trucks with the green thumb, the
this
big
is, swollen. Green is white.
But it's swollen.
Are you colorblind?
It's a big, no, I'm not colorblind.
It's not swollen. The thumb is not swollen. It's just green.
Why?
It's just
big,
green.
But it's big. It's a big, big thumb. Like you have a big thumb.
Unlike you, little
right,
thumb.
I don't have a big thumb.
No, you don't. You have little nubby thumbs.
I got nubby thumb.
I had the barbecue yesterday that you didn't.
I couldn't come.
First of all,
I had to work.
This is what an asshole Voss is. I invite him shut up. I invite him to the barbecue.
An hour before.
Shut up. No, I didn't.
You did invite me. You invited me a week before when I reminded you. You say you're having a barbecue. I go, that's nice.
I invited him a week before. I re-invited him again the day before. And then he goes, he texts me at two in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon while the barbecue's going on. What time tomorrow? You fucking scheming shit dick. That's a verse. That's scheming. All right? That's scheming. That's Bonnie going, I'm not going over there.
No, I wasn't with Bonnie.
First of all, Bonnie doesn't like coming to my house.
Are you crazy?
She doesn't like coming. And I understand. She's got a nice house. They got a pool. They got tennis courts. She's got a kid. She's a mom.
A dog. A puppy.
Dog. See? I'm right because he's adding to it.
Bonnie likes coming because she likes hanging out. But the last time she was sick as fuck when I came to your kid's party.
Okay. Look, I have a wife and kid too. I know the excuses.
Wait, we got you guys a present. Where's the thank you note?
You know, it's not a baby shower, you fucking loser. It's a birthday party.
Yeah.
And we told you not to buy anything.
Not only did I get him a shirt, I threw him cash, too.
Did you really?
$20 in the card.
First of all, you...
What? You threw the card out?
No. No.
Yeah, I got him two, like, little T-shirts.
He wears them... Dude, I'm not even kidding, Vossi. Yeah. I'll show you the picture. He wouldn't take it off for 2 days.
Oh, really?
The gray polo? Didn't pick it out, did you?
Yeah, I went...
The gray polo, right?
Wow.
Gray polo?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Gray polo. He wouldn't take it off for 2 days. Number one, though, here's the thing with my
Why is there no air conditioning in here?
There is. It's just, it's blow it over that way. We got to get a new
one. Jesus, you're sucking up all the air. Go ahead.
Blow it.
What happened to your thumb?
Just push it that way. Because he's got one face up on the, face the other one.
I tell you, we're getting guests tonight.
Listen, stupid. I got Verzi's, one of my favorite guests.
I know. I like being with him. He gets comedy.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
He was being fucking sarcastic, Verzi.
I thought it was genuine. It was fun. The way I took it, it was sounding nice. I said the same thing, though. I came in here. There was nobody else here. Did somebody cancel out?
We had, what's his name?
Andrew Schultz
fucked up. He double booked, so he had to do it next week. He wanted to do it next week, couldn't do it. So I just said, fuck it, me and Verzi. And then Voss said he might stop by, so I'm like, that's fine.
Not long.
I get it. First of all, Voss, I told you not to give a present to Max.
Yeah, but I got you those 10, all those presents.
You
on
can't
the table.
Come to a birthday party
and not give a
and
present.
And not give a fucking present.
Especially a kid.
Even when somebody says don't, everybody's got all these kids' things.
Okay,
and
let me ask you
shit.
A question, though. I come to your house, I bring a present. You told me not to. I still bring one, right?
Yeah.
And then do you want a fucking thank you note after?
I was just making sure.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. The only person that went to the party that brought a gift that called me up and said anything. Hey, what about my present?
What do you mean, what about my present?
You say, I got him a present. I gave him money.
Some cash, strict cash.
Strict cash.
I don't fuck around. This wasn't counterfeit. This was real.
Yeah, that's true, too. He gave me a counterfeit. He paid me.
No.
Verzi.
What the? No.
And he lied to me about it.
Wait.
He lied to me about it twice.
How did you find a counterfeit?
Someone gave it to me. It's called, you know what? It's pay it forward.
What? Did you use it and get caught? How'd you figure
I almost
out?
Gave it. Dawn's like, I need money. I got to go take Max to the carnival. I go, here, just take this two bills that he paid me with, right? First of all, he goes like this. I do a show for him. He goes like this. Do you want 200 or 150? Who the fuck says that? I go, oh my God. I'm like, pay me whatever you want. Then he shows up. He goes, I'm going to give you 200. It's like, you're not giving me shit. What the fuck? So he gives me the 200. I just take it. I don't even kind of put it in my pocket. Right? So then he's sitting at the table late, calls me up at 2:30, 3 o'clock the next day. Hey, don't use that money. I'm like, why? There's a counterfeit 20 in there. I didn't know it was there. I forgot to take it out. I messed up. I was like, oh, all right, whatever. So I find out that night. I tell everybody at the table the story of that. They're like, no, he didn't. He knew about it. He talked about it here. He said, should I give it to him? And he fucking gave it to you.
By
what? You did it intentionally. My wife going to fucking jail?
Oh, God, come on. How funny would that have been?
If Dar was, B, call me. B, I'm in jail. One of those 20s was counterfeit. Max just crying.
You know, sometimes you have to sacrifice for the joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, sacrifice your friendship.
What happened to your thumb?
So we were having the barbecue yesterday, and
how many
I was.
People showed a lot.
It was
pretty hot.
Yeah,
it was 10 people. Yeah, it was 10 people. It was too hot. It was too hot for us.
I know I played golf. It was brutal.
Hot. It was way too hot.
Fuck that.
It was, but we had a nice little group there. Really, what are you doing?
I'm going 10 people. Wow. I'm going.
Well, I only invited 17 people.
Who were they? Joe List.
Well, Joe couldn't go. I invited Keith. Was sick. He was bringing Marina, so she couldn't come. Ari couldn't make it. And then Dan
Soda
and Big J and Christine couldn't make it because they had to do the bonfire with you guys.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't make it. We had to do the bonfire. I walk into
the
fucking bonfire.
How many excuses
are
you giving? He already gave me another excuse.
No, I said I had a gig. The bonfire.
That's not
what
you said yesterday.
What do you think I said?
Yesterday you said, what time is it tomorrow?
I was joking. I was
No, you weren't.
Oh, you don't think I was? Yes, I was. I did it right under your text where you said, right, you know, what time it is.
You said
I was doing it at
I should have had a barbecue fucking today just to fuck you. As I would have said 2 o'clock tomorrow. Just so you'd come.
Are you having one tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
No, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I still got the contractors at the
what
house.
What do you call it?
What?
Just having a thing, but I'm not going. We have a hotel
Who's
tonight.
Having a thing?
Big J at Wayne's place.
And oh,
then
yeah.
Then they go on the roof and watch it. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of fireworks.
What?
I'm fireworks. I've seen, you know what I mean? Even my kid doesn't like them.
I love fireworks. I cry at fireworks.
What? Really?
What do you mean, what?
You cry at
I'm opening up to you. Relax.
Wait
Let's
a minute.
Back down.
Listen, I can understand a fucking movie. You know, but you look up and you see the thing, you start weeping, you start crying?
I don't start. First of all, I don't start crying. I cry eventually. It's not like I immediately cry.
At the I'm finale? At,
I don't see fireworks. You go, fireworks. But by the, you know.
A little tear comes down because you're thinking of your.
What are you thinking of? The country and the veterans?
I'm thinking about the country. I'm thinking about hopes and dreams. But with the music. Not well, just the fireworks. Not just boom, boom, boom.
You
I'm
need Neil Diamond.
Da na 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 bum bum boom boom. Da na 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 da da boom boom. Da na 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 boom 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 boom. Ba da ba da ba da. That shit makes me cry.
But if you're thinking about hopes and dreams, you should be crying every day. Dang, what the fuck? But wait, what music? I go to find. There's no background music.
I'm
at
from
fire.
Boston.
You talking about Macy's,
music.
Though, right? Macy's on TV?
Boston, we do music.
They have music?
Yeah, they have the Pops. The Boston Pops on the river. We're a little more classier people than
my
you,
friend's
than
father
Jersey.
Used to be the conductor, John Williams, who's. Yeah. John Williams.
I know who he is. Stop saying it like I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking Star Wars, Schindler's List. He's won 5 Oscars.
Okay.
I'm friends with his daughter.
Yeah, you're friends with his daughter, not him.
I met him.
Yeah, but she could be a heroin addict. She could be a loser.
No, she's not a heroin addict.
What is she?
A therapist.
Oh, really? That's it. Can't stand boss. I hate him. Can you just bring up the picture of Owl real quick?
Of who?
The Owl.
Okay. And so I go into fucking Big J's podcast radio show.
Does this have anything to do with the thumb?
Yeah, look at Mike's face.
Oh.
Look straight. No. Look straight at
that owl's not getting fucked up at roast
look
battle.
Look straight at him. look straight at Voss.
He's an owl that was stung by a hornet.
Mike has owl.
Oh, you were there? You were there for that?
What, for the roast battle? Yeah, it was close. It was a one-legged guy in a marathon.
You're talking about suicide. It was close. We both had to call him that night and give him a fucking pep talk.
Holy shit.
He walked home.
Mike walked home.
We're at the stand. We're looking for Mike. Gabby's like, where's Mike? Gabby's on top of the world because she murdered. Where's Mike? I called him. I walked home.
Every step was a new reevaluation.
Ow, just slashed my thumb.
Did you sleep? Like, when you were laying in bed that night, when you were laying in bed, were you going over, maybe I should have said this or done this? Like, I do that all the time. Like,
we went over it the next week. I should have worked on it harder. I just didn't.
You didn't work on it hard enough?
No. I mean, I was still trying to write jokes before the thing started.
Well, you're always writing jokes before a roast, but. You know, maybe some of that, you know.
Wait, was it because you're just nice and you didn't want to go hard?
No, he's a bad, bad person.
I'm not good at roast battling.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't write
it's
any not, jokes.
It's different. A lot of people aren't good at roast battle. It doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah, roast battling is tempo. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. He was just like, yeah, your father's rich, you cunt. It's like, what, Mike?
I'm sorry? Excuse me? That was a sentence. That was just a sentence. Yeah, that was a rude sentence.
Oh, like the rest of your set? Okay, come on. That's not what I did.
So. Oh, shit. It's happening again.
It's done,
Michael,
Mike.
Stop it. Jesus. Stop it.
Why? What happened? I brought it up. I shouldn't have done this.
No, because that's what you do every fucking time. You walk in a room and you fucking shake shit up, Voss.
That's what I do. I'm a shaker.
You're not a mover. Anyways, I sliced my thumb open. I had to go to the emergency room yesterday.
No
during
way.
A party?
Before, literally right 5 minutes before the
How
party.
How many stitches?
They didn't stitch it. They wound
Butterflies?
Up, they glued it. They used super glue. So,
why? It doesn't leave a scar?
It was deep. They should have stitched it, but I went to the, urgent care?
Where'd you go?
I went to urgent care.
Check casting and fucking.
What did you slice it cutting?
I was,
I wish it was his throat, but no, I don't. That's mean. That's annoying.
I can't lie because she knows. I was going to lie, but I can't. I was making a wooden spoon. What the fuck?
Bob?
What?
Why?
You go to a
it's
dollar
just everything
store.
Is
Who
with
makes
fucking
a
homemade
spoon?
Knives?
I wasn't going to say
I
one
mean,
thing.
I mean, he wants a fucking homemade fucking soup bowl. It's just, it's fucking 2018, Bob. It's over. It's fucking over.
A wooden spoon.
You know where we're going? I'm going to take it to like the Industrial fucking Revolution for the museum. That's for your birthday. That's what we're going for your birthday.
What kind of knife were you
let's pick
using?
Them up and take them to the fucking Industrial Revolution thing. And then next week, dude, you know what? Get a wheel and a barrel. I'm making my own fucking.
Went up in the Bobby's hand. He tried to make his own cotton gin. It's not.
I mean, you did that to yourself.
Mike just took off. I looked up. Mike, you made the joke. He made the joke at the end of Osmond.
No, it wasn't a bad joke. He just didn't have confidence. It was a confidence.
But that's Mike's thing on the show. They just whip one up, Osmond. He had too much confidence. It's like, yeah, Tiggy's going to make a cotton gin. You went, ooh.
You got to stop, dude.
Listen.
We got to stop.
Why would you make a spoon?
That was nine fat
out
jokes.
Of what? Do you have a lathe at home?
A lathe?
A lathe.
Oh, God, it's a lathe. Whatever. Not a lathe. No, it's not whatever. I don't even know what a lathe is.
You want to know the sad thing? I don't know what either of them are.
Do you have a table saw?
I do have a table saw. Listen.
No, you don't.
I do.
Where do you have a table saw?
It's in my shed, my other shed. Work shed.
How many sheds do you have?
I have a big one, and I have the work shed attached to the house. It has my miter saw in there, my table saw,
Bobby,
my
where does this
saw.
Come from, though? What is all this? You have a table saw.
Yes. Why?
That's what I want to know. Why do you have a table saw?
They're $130. They're not that much money.
Oh, you got the little one?
It's a table saw.
Yeah.
It's a fucking table saw.
You have a miter box?
I have a miter saw.
Do you have a miter box? You know what a miter box is?
Yes, I do, but you don't.
For molding.
Yeah, I know. You know, you don't. It's a. I know what it is. Yes, I have that.
Do you have a level?
I have five levels.
And yeah, okay. I have a toolbox.
Listen, shut up. You have a townhouse. I have a house.
I have a toolbox.
I have a house.
I know you have a house.
I built all the shit in my backyard.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you build that fucking zip cord?
Yes.
That's good.
You built that?
Yeah, I put that up. I built the standards on. I put the fence around my yard up.
He did. He built a pirate ship.
Yeah, the pirate ship.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I didn't see I don't remember the pirate ship.
That's up in the back.
You built it?
Yes.
But what, you get instructions?
No. I drew it on a piece of paper and then I built it.
You got a fucking, yeah.
But you had to measure it.
Yeah, you measured it. Yeah, you had to measure it to make sure it was even.
You went online and said, how do you build a pirate ship?
Did not. Did not. Not 1 second.
That was just all.
There's no. You can't just go online. How do you build a pirate ship?
No, but you could Google make pirate ship out of tree in backyards, and they'll show you something.
Yes.
Go ahead, do that. Listen, that's not what I did. I did go on. I did Google wooden pirate ship, but they're all big, so that I just kind of took it and I'm like, I'll just take the front of it and put it on, and then I made it. Me and my friend Joe put it up.
Wooden ship.
What did you do?
On the water.
What?
Yeah. Internet's going slow.
Oh, okay. I immediately blame Mike. Why is it not happening? Yeah. See. Okay. See that one right there, the first one.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not it. Anyways, yeah. Why are we wasting that time?
Look, these are all like kits and stuff, though.
Yeah. It's just. I mean, look at it. It's pretty basic. You can figure it out.
Yeah,
that's You're not an asshole.
I could never figure that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you could.
I could. I used to do carpentry.
No, you didn't.
I did. I used to frame houses.
Well, what do you mean you framed houses?
I don't know. How else do you put it? I framed houses. I was
you
a
don't
framer.
Have any tools left over?
No, not really. I sold them probably for drugs.
So anyways, I was making a I was making a wooden spoon. I was trying to make it's a bushcrafting thing. And I was trying
What?
Why are you taking breaths?
No, no.
You took a deep breath like I brought up fucking AIDS or fucking stillborn.
I bet you when you were bleeding, people backed away.
Nope.
A lot of blood came out?
It was bad.
Did you cry?
No, I don't fucking cry.
No, there were no fireworks.
If somebody, when you cut yourself, if I lit a sparkler
this guy
by you,
slice his fucking thumb off and nothing. But yeah, fucking Coming to America goes up in a penny rocket.
Yeah. Fucking put a Roman candle next to him and he fucking falls apart.
What? Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hold it. Really fucking
hold some M80s under his nose. It's like onions.
Oh, shit. Right. Wow.
Bobby's tearing up. He's got a mat of blackjacks.
All right, so. Yeah, so.
Now, when you hear the song Kerry Bomb by John Cougar. Does that send a little tingle to you?
Shut up. I cut my finger. I had to go to the urgent care.
Why didn't you go to the real hospital?
It would have took too long.
That's true.
People coming over.
You got insurance. Urgent care takes insurance,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So then they came in, they cleaned it out, put a tourniquet on it, stopped the bleeding. They were really good, though. Urgent cares. It was clean as shit.
So your guest came to the house where you're not there?
I came back. There was around four of them there.
And at urgent care, did you have a gold tooth put in, too? They don't all work.
Yeah, they don't. That's why we have this. Put that on your fucking mic stand, you hack.
Did you try to build a cotton gin? Hey, did you hear that other guy that they don't listen to?
What the fuck's wrong with you, man? You wonder why people don't like you.
I can't change.
Oh, I like the one.
Well, you guys not fucking knock it off with the sneakers. I got fucking hot ones. I just got these fucking shipped in. Fucking A-dogs.
What the fuck are those? Look at Adidas?
Look at those laces. These laces right here. Those are thin tight. They're called thin tights. They're new. Look at that fucking. I call that the dog ear.
Yeah. Hey, dogs. Ugh, I call those Payless. What are those, Adidas?
A-Dogs, the A-Dogs, yeah.
A-Dogs?
That's what I call A-Dogs. A-Dogs.
Ruth! I can't believe you were making a fucking homemade spoon. I still can't believe you almost cut your finger off doing that.
Bobby, we need a fork. Can you run out to the workshop? Hey, we're having company tonight. We need four plate servings.
All right, I'll be in the backyard. Give me a saw.
Where are all the trees?
Oh, my God. I thought some crazy story, Bob. You know, you put an owl up. I didn't know if one came swooping down. I was waiting for some fucking story here. He's like, oh, you'll see. Mike, get the owl up. I'm going, this is going to be fucking epic. Hey, you're fucking carving a fucking you're a wood shop.
You lonely. Low budget woodsman.
He's gone.
Oh, shit. God. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's making a spoon, and I spent $3,000 on a ring yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just damage. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you.
Just Mom.
No, me. I'm talking about me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, when we were camping a couple weeks ago, I saw a piece of wood and I was like, oh, that'd make a good spoon.
Yeah, you know what else it would make?
What? A good piece of wood on the ground.
It would make a good fire.
So I took it home. A lot of guys make their own spoon.
I saw a rock, I go, that would make a good paperweight.
So I it was a fucking fuck up. It was bad. I cut it open real bad. I can't do the drum off. I was supposed to do the drum off at a bonfire at Skankfest. I can't. Well, it's next week.
You still hold it?
No, you hold drumsticks with your thumbs.
It'll be healed by next week. It'll be good.
I don't know.
Crazy glue is good, man.
I'm not splitting it up. I'm not splitting my thumb open for fucking Skankfest. You're out of your mind. I got fucking just
you know
for
how
laughs.
Great it'll fucking be
blood
when you're
just
bloody,
split
all over the place.
You all their deep? Fans will be opening their mouths.
You didn't get to the bone, did you? Like you did how deep?
You could see some fatty Oof. Tissue, the white stuff.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it now.
Jesus. Rich came in hot.
Yeah, he always comes in hot. Yeah. He comes in hot. He came in hot last week. Walks in, makes fun of the fucking guys on the couch. They retaliate. He's like, what the fuck kind of people are they?
Fucking drunks. And the guy was embarrassed for him. He didn't, whatever.
What?
He was embarrassed for his friend.
Yeah.
Listen, whatever.
Whatever. Anyways.
You have a great podcast. Is that a lighter?
Yeah, that's my lighter.
Oh. Hey, oh!
What?
Oh, you what? Smoke.
Cigars.
I
last time we did this, we got into a fucking, we got into a fucking fight.
No, I know, this is a
last good time you fucking, you stuck it to me.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I got two $500 lighters.
Really?
I'll let go for $200 apiece.
What are they?
DuPonts.
Which ones?
The what? Gold.
Give them to me right now.
First of all, they're in my safety deposit box.
You have a safety. Who are you? Why do you have a safety? Why are you putting lighters in a safety
but
deposit box?
I have a lot of jewelry in there. I have, you know, because
right.
My house burned down once.
I want them. That's it.
You want both of them?
I want both of them.
Maybe I might keep one.
No. That's what you fucking did to me last time.
$200, I'll give you one of them.
No. $150, you give me one of them.
No. Listen to me. You
give me both. You give me both.
You
give me both. You give me both. Give me both.
Wait, what the fuck? What's a DuPont like? Can you?
You got to screw a cartridge in it.
Can you pull it up?
It's beautiful.
Oh, which one is it?
Is it
the old ones with the liquid?
I'm just curious, Mike. I'm sorry. I was just curious.
You
got to
screw in the cartridge.
Yeah, but is it?
It's red.
Is it light? All right. Is it lighter fluid? Or is it gas?
Whatever the cartridge is, it's a red tube. It's a red tube. They're fucking beautiful lighters. Let me tell you something.
All right. Well, how many? Are they both the same?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
I can't. I think one I got to keep because my father gave me, and then I bought one. I don't know where I got it. It's so long because I quit smoking 12 years ago, so I don't. I can't.
But you're, are you going to give me the good one or the bad one?
I'll let you pick. No, it's nicer than that. Oh. It's all gold. That gold. Is that one? I think.
Let me see. Almost. Show it to me.
No, it's not that one either.
It's not that one.
I don't know what one it is.
Anyways, you're fucking. I mean, we're literally stopping.
There it is.
You applied the brakes.
I think that's it. All right, I'll show them to you.
All right, listen. When are you going to give them to me?
One, the word give me is not in the sentence, okay? Give me means I'm giving them to
you. I understand.
When are you Let's rephrase it. Go, when are you going to sell them to me?
Whatever. You know I'm not going to... I know you're not going to give them to me.
Why? I gave you a fishing pole.
And you asked for it back... Every time I see you.
I bought
not
a new one.
Time. You bought every time I see you. Hey, can I have that fishing rod back?
No.
That's because I had Pete fucking, what's his name, sign it.
What? Who signed that?
The baseball player.
Oh, Pete Rose.
Pete Rose signed it.
Yeah.
Signed a fishing pole?
Signed the fishing box that it came in. Marlboro Miles. It's a fucking fly fishing rod.
And a regular one.
But it's fucking Marlboro Miles.
No, well, who cares how I got it? I still felt nice. It was still nice for me to give it to you because I knew you fish.
And he gave it to me. I had Pete Rose sign it, right? Because we were in studio with him one day.
He's a baseball player.
But it's Pete Rose. It's still pretty wild to have Pete Rose sign it, right? Now, ever since then, he wants it back.
Not that much. One time I asked for it back.
Two times.
Two times, there's two poles.
It's fucking one of the greatest baseball players in the world.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with fishing? You make him sign a fishing box?
Yeah, I met Michael Jordan. He signed a tennis racket. Mike, all I got is this bottle of water. You do me a solid? What the fuck?
Tiger Woods signed a Norton t-shirt. Tiger Woods was going to sign my spoon, but I never finished it.
First of all,
Pete Rose like he was a big fisherman.
First of all, fucking dude, the fucking
the guy's got the most hits in baseball. You acted like he was a fucking bass master, yes. Pulling up a fucking.
You know, most people would love a bat signed by him. He signed my. Pete Rose signed my cast.
It's all I had.
That is the greatest story ever. Fuck.
So, anyways, this spoon I was making, a lot of guys in the bushcrafting community make spoons. So I wanted to try my luck at making a spoon.
You want to be accepted by people you've never met.
No. Me and Verzi have a trip next week we're going on.
To where?
It's next week, okay. Next Thursday.
Where are you going?
We're going up in the woods. I told you. You said you wanted to go.
You said September.
No. Well, we're going on September.
That's when I'm going.
Okay, you can go to September. Me and Verzi are going next week.
Oh, next Thursday?
Next Thursday. We're going to go up one night. Go in the morning. Look at that. That's what I was making. I was making an awesome spoon. Yeah. Look at those spoons.
Yeah, guess what?
What? That'd be cool to have, wouldn't it?
Huh? I mean, no, it's not bad.
My wife said the same thing. I go, honey, I'm making this spoon. She goes, that's great. I go, you act like you're fake. You're fake being nice to me. She goes, I am. I don't care about.
I mean, you have company coming in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. She said. She goes, we have spoons. Yeah, and I cut my finger wide the fuck open, but I'm still gonna make another spoon.
I don't blame you. You can't quit now. You fall off that bike, you get back on it. You cut your thumb off, you have 9 more.
I have 2 more. I have 1 more.
But you have 9 more fingers.
Yeah, but it's not a thumb. Thumbs are what you need.
Yeah, they
and
are.
I found that out tonight that I'm right-handed, but I'm really left-handed too. I'm ambidextrous because I do a lot of shit with my left hand. I do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I wipe my butt with my left hand. I jerk
not
off
me.
With my... What?
Not me.
Wait, you're a righty?
I'm a righty.
And you wipe your ass with your left?
I jerk off with my left hand. I wipe with my left hand. I clean my balls and my dick with my left hand.
Wow.
I do everything with my left hand.
Mm.
Like hygiene-wise, And sexually, it's all my left hand.
Oh.
I even finger pop with my left hand. That's the one I start
Who
with.
Still does and that?
Well, he's making spoons. I mean,
yeah. I'll tell you what, you put that swollen thumb now, get that going. You're going to make a young lady happy. Just to make sure the glue's dry. Hey, get him the fuck out of here. Just throw crazy glue in it. We got to get the money. It's lunchtime.
What, they do crazy glue now?
I never heard of that.
But absolutely. If you're home and you cut your finger, you just use crazy glue. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now.
You clean it out first.
You have to clean the shit out of it, which hurts. And then the crazy glue.
But it's a special crazy glue. No, it's not crazy glue that you fucking.
The one they use at the doctors is medical crazy glue, whatever the fuck that is. But you can just use regular crazy glue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. But it hurts. It fucking hurts. Like when they put that shit in, it's like, you gotta be kidding me. Like that type of pain. But then.
And then if you have some left over, you could put it on your helmet and hang from a girder. You don't remember the crazy commercial?
No, we do. It's just not that funny.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I'm going to close on that.
1978. They cleaned it up with
what
that.
The fuck is with
and then I went back to the party, and I fucking cooked for everybody with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, too, right?
It was great.
You didn't eat any. She's a fucking vegan. I feel so bad for her.
You made me a veggie burger.
I don't know if it was a vegan or an eating disorder.
Mm.
She does not have an eating disorder. Disorder. I just fucking went to
see. You don't?
No.
Yes,
look at her. She's fucking healthy as a fiddle.
She looks like
a fiddle.
Yeah.
She looks thin. Take your shirt off.
Thank you.
Dude,
no.
Buddy. What the fuck?
See
is
how I want to see.
It's a jumpsuit.
Oh, okay,
first of all, you can't say to a 22-year-old girl, take your shirt off when you're a married guy. What do you think? It's 10 years ago or on
Well,
fucking...
look at you, Bill Spoons. I want to be a doctor.
Take your shirt off, Gavin. Mike, you take yours off. Just to fuck it off.
She's only 22?
Everything. Yeah, 22.
I'm 24.
What do you mean 23?
I'm 24.
How long have you not eaten like red meat or anything like that?
For like 3 years.
You're a real vegan?
No.
No eggs?
No eggs, but sometimes I eat fish.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm not fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
That's good, though. You need stuff from that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work out?
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Have any minority friends?
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing good.
Yeah, she's woke.
Thank you.
She's woke as shit.
Woke.
What? What do you mean? You're old school.
No, I'm tolerant for this month. It's a gay month.
You came in hot and you fizzle out.
I'm tired.
I'm about to cry. You're almost like a fucking. You're like a sparkler that just fizzled out right now. What the fuck happened to you?
It's the end of the show for me.
First of all, I want to say something. Pick that up.
It's in the garbage.
Did you put it in the garbage?
Yes, it's right there. What?
Disgusting. Why did you have to throw it with such oomph?
Because I was sick of it.
I listened to your podcast this week, by the way.
Pretty good? Don't get...
But don't what? It's out there.
Oh,
what
yeah.
It's a podcast. It's out there. What do you want me to say?
There's no reason to talk about it or bring it up.
It's on a... Rich, it's on...
Well, now I gotta know. What the fuck
it's
are you talking?
It's on your podcast.
Yeah, but no one's listening.
No, there's a lot of people that listen to your podcast.
Really?
Yes.
And what happened?
What happened?
I don't know. We talked about birds.
No.
We lost 6 fucking patrons.
Patrons?
Yeah.
Patreons.
It's not the patrons who follow us.
What, because of the podcast, you think?
No, because we haven't been just up on the Patreon.
No, you lose some and you gain some.
Yeah.
Here's a trick too. At the end of the month, a lot of people say fuck it because they. But look, your real fans will come and join. It goes up and down.
We put up two Patreons last week. We put up two of them.
Yeah,
so.
Your fans go to Voss and Bonnie's.
Well, without giving it away, what was the topic? You allowed to say that?
Look, Bobby brought it up. I didn't bring it up. He wants to talk about it.
They were just talking about fucking Jeff Ross.
I wasn't.
Yeah, what was that about?
Because I already had it. I already went after him on radio, so there was no reason. And we kind of patched it up, so I didn't go This was, you know, Bonnie. I mean,
it was one of the most interesting podcasts I've heard in a long time. I haven't heard somebody just open up and be that honest about somebody else in the business that's, you know, we all keep our mouths shut because we're so scared of what you know, when somebody does something to you, just who cares?
And that shit you talk to your friend about in private.
Yeah, but Bonnie in the car tonight said it makes her look bad. It makes her.
I don't think it makes Bonnie look bad. Bonnie was pissed off about
his success, but how he treats her.
Of course not. She was pissed off that she got treated in a shitty way.
Yeah.
That's it. And acted like it never happened. And that's all it was. You know what I mean? So I think it's refreshing when people do that. When you hold resentments and you fucking keep it in,
you'll explode.
You explode. And now it's out in the open. You can work it out if you wanted to. But it was a fun. I think when you hear that shit, it's interesting and it's refreshing. And your wife, first of all, is one of the funniest people. Everybody mm-hmm. knows. You don't have to say thank you. It has nothing to do with you.
I help her.
You didn't help her do nothing.
I plug her.
No, you fucking dragged her to the bottom of the ocean. And fucking anchored her to a certain career.
Can you build me a boat and get me out of there?
Not you, her. She said it on the podcast. She's like, I used to be cool. I used to be awesome, and now I'm fucking not. Just fucking so. She was just trash. Let me tell you something. Your podcast, you're such a fucking just curmudgeon. Oh, you're just yapping, and it's just her dealing with you. And it's one of the most interesting, I mean, scientists and psychologists should listen to your fucking podcast to understand the inner workings of a fucking true relationship. Because Bonnie should have dumped you fucking 8 years ago. Just fucking gave you the hi-hat and pushed you out of your own fucking townhouse.
I met her at the top of my game.
Yeah, and you met, she fucking dragged her
she
down
said
to the bottom.
She was at the bottom of hers.
Oh, God. If you met Bonnie today, she'd tell you to beat it. If you met the Bonnie we know today, you wouldn't even get backstage. You'd be like, hey, I'm to get him out of there. That's your wife. Come on.
The first time I ever met Rich and talked to him, we were at a party at Caroline's years ago, and your album came out. It was the one with the art with all the, like, still empty inside.
Yeah,
was that the one?
Yeah.
So it was like 2008, 2009.
That was all those comedy clubs.
so we're what the fuck? What the fuck?
What are you gonna do? I got a good one. I'm gonna throw it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like scared. I was like, I knew you, but I didn't know you, but Chris Italia told me, and your album was doing good at the time, and I know that Chris and them did it, so I'm like, oh, you know, and I was always afraid that you were going to be a dick, because some people loved you, some people were
like when he walked in tonight and just started trashing you?
No, but like, coming up young, because you guys are a generation ahead, you hear like Rich Voss, right, and people would be like,
he's a generation ahead of a head.
All right, so he's two generations ahead, and you're one.
He came in when I was an open micer with a ponytail and shitty teeth into Boston.
So you always hear stories like somebody, oh, guy's an asshole, or, oh, no, he's actually, I always heard two things. Oh, he's really nice. Yeah. I don't know. He's a dick. So I was just like, yeah, I'm standing next to this guy at a Christmas party. I'm like, his album was number one on like iTunes or whatever. And Chris Italia was all proud and excited about it. So I just like, there was something going on. And I just looked at you and I go, hey, man, you know, you stupid nice me, right? Thinking, oh, this is going to be a nice way. Yeah. I go, hey, man, congratulations on the album, everything. And I swear to God, hand to God, Rich just looked at me and he goes, fuck you. I swear to God, and I just fucking, I laughed and was like, what the fuck? But then, that's the God's honest truth. That's the first thing. And then, you know, the funny thing is then he kind of laughed. He did the, I was like, I guess it's a nice guy. I
mean, why would you do that?
Because, you know, it was a comic who couldn't take, and he was like, I don't fucking know this guy, so fuck it, both.
No, Verzi, it's not even in the ballpark of that, okay? A comic that can't take compliments, Dave Attell. Oh, really? No, it's really not that good. You don't go, fuck you. Like he just, hey, do you got any change? Fuck you. He's a fucking, why would you do that?
I could be an ass at times.
Yeah, you really can.
But you know what? Deep down, I would do anything.
For your kids.
For your three
all
kids.
Not three of them. My kid right now, I got to leave. But my kid, I'm going to get lost going to this place.
Why
my
are you going to get lost? How are you going to, first of all, you can't get
That's
lost.
That's not me, right?
Yeah, my kids.
Who is that?
Fuck. I don't know.
You can't get
Take
lost.
Take it. It might be important. Never let it go.
No, he's not at that stage of his career yet.
My kids had sleepover camp.
You're in a good stage of your career where you don't have to worry about
it. No, but this is a weird number.
My kids had sleepover
camp. Oh, there he is.
My kids had sleepover camp.
Yeah.
And last year, she went to coding camp. She went to coding camp for 2 years.
Yeah.
Now she's at 3D printer camp.
Yeah.
So I told her to make me bottom teeth. Yeah. But she loves it. She's in Princeton at 3D printer camp.
Gary Gelman, everybody. Gary Gelman is
after a long absence.
After a long absence.
Years
has come back up to the Riotcast studios on the YKWD as Rich Voss is exiting.
I want to stay because Gary's here.
What? You wouldn't stay because me and fucking Paul are here?
No, I've already done this with you guys, but I've never, you know.
That's not how it works. We're not done with it.
So, well, anyhow, listen to My Wife Hates Me. Listen,
My Wife Hates Me. This week, they trashed Jeff Ross.
No, I didn't.
Not he didn't. You were a part of it.
Who trashed Jeff Ross?
She didn't trash him.
They were just talking about an incident that Bonnie had with him.
Soho Playhouse is an eight-minute walk away from here, so.
It's an eight-minute walk?
Yeah,
you're fine.
For you, that means 4 minutes for me.
Yeah, so right? There you go.
What do you mean it's 8 minutes? Where the fuck
is it? What do you mean it's 8 minutes? He went on a... This is what I was saying to you. You go, I'm going to get lost. If you get lost in 2018, you're fucking dumb. You have fucking...
I was dumb in 17.
I got no response.
But wait, just put Soho House in
Soho
on Google.
Playhouse. If you put Soho House, it'd be something else.
Soho Playhouse in Google.
Yeah, Google Maps.
And
yeah.
Do walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a moron.
I don't
have
my glasses.
You don't
need
them.
Do you want me
to
do it for you?
No, as I'm walking, I might not be able to
put it in right now.
No, I can do that.
Okay.
Would you walk with me?
Stop
just
trying.
Lead him by the hand.
It's not happening.
I know.
Stop flirting.
You think I would what? Flirting?
Yeah, you're flirting. You have to take your shirt off. What are you nuts?
What?
No, just
crazy.
For health reasons.
Me and Keith are talking about is a hashtag you two or a hashtag me too worse for a comedian? You know, it come out like, oh, you were awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you too.
Yeah.
I say the you two is worse. I'd rather take a hashtag me too than a hashtag you two.
What if should I drive there or walk?
Are you still on that? Just
if
go.
If it's an 8 minute walk, you should walk.
Yeah. You should walk. It's
anything,
8 minutes.
Anything less than, I think, 15 minutes, you should walk.
I walk 15. I do at least 10,000 steps a day.
Oh, jeez. Are we sick of those people yet?
No.
The step counters?
I've been sick of him.
Oh, my
since
gosh. The step counters
this
and their.
Is
and
so
their
crazy.
Everything is about their
I'm,
steps.
I'm at 12,862 today. And it was all downhill.
No.
I had a helicopter drop
like
me off.
Like your career.
Yes.
Nobody liked it.
I know.
Owl Boy liked it. What's up, Gary?
I've never been impressed with the number of steps anybody's taken. There's no number of steps.
Yeah. In the last 2 months, I've walked 238 miles,
uh-huh.
And I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's two pizzas.
And what's
know.
The goal? 10,000 is the goal?
10,000 a day.
Yeah, but why is that suddenly? Why isn't 8,000 good?
Yeah, why not 20,000?
Well, why is anything a number? You know, why?
But it's what I'm saying is it's all arbitrary.
Yeah, what's that? with these people, you don't want to use those type of words.
First of all,
I get
you don't know what it means. You don't, out of anybody in this room, you are number uno who doesn't know what that means, and that's Spanish for one.
Are you crazy? Arbitrary, say it doesn't really matter. It's all, you know.
Arbitrary. I'll murder you. What does arbitrary mean?
Huh?
What is it? Dude, you... I was listening to your podcast, and the funniest part about it is the words you use where Bonnie goes, that's not the right word. you said, it behooves me,
yes.
As it was a negative. She goes, that's the wrong way to use that. It's actually a good thing when something behooves
yeah.
you. And you just kept going. Like, it didn't even...
Well, then
like,
I said, it amazes me. And I threw my shoulder up like that because it's gay month.
Gay month?
Gay That's month it? Is over.
Yeah, it is?
Over. Yeah.
It's right, July.
Let's go find some.
All right, Vossy. Go to VossRoast.com.
The Voss Roast.
The Voss
it's one of my favorite crazy. Funny. Something. I hadn't laughed that hard since Borat at
Thank
the
you.
Theater.
Yeah.
Thank
that was
you.
So
wow.
funny. Go oh, my gosh.
Scroll
and,
down.
And all of our favorites were there. I mean,
you got
my
me,
goodness.
You got DeRosa, you got Florentine, you got Luis J. Gomez, you got Bonnie, who was the host who just murdered, you got Rich Voss with his dumb hat. You got Colin Quinn. You got Jim Norton, Judy Gold, and Big J. And it was
the hat he wears. It's not the right size.
It's not the right era.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, right.
It's not 1956 and we're playing Pinochle under a fucking umbrella.
Flamingo Kid.
Yeah. Fucking stinks. I hate his hats. Last year at Skankfest, we took him. I go, if I give you 100, will you let me burn that hat? He goes 100. We got the 100. He goes, and 7. I want the tax.
Wow.
So we had to get the tax.
No.
Yeah, we got from the 1 to 7.
Oh,
so we took
so
it.
Great.
We burnt the fucking hat. Yeah, but
so
go to Voss. Scroll down. Let me see the thing down there. Rent it for $5. Buy it for $10 right now. Supposedly, we're all splitting this money evenly. Everybody who's on the roast gets an even percentage of the money, right?
Yeah, when we
Rich.
Get some money, I'll, everybody's going to get money.
Well, Rich.
When we get some money.
How many times would somebody have to rent it to make it worth buying?
To make it what?
Worth buying.
Twice.
Good.
People are...
I just wanted you to redeem yourself for the arbitrary debacle.
Wait,
oh, shit. Another word he doesn't know. Debacle.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's like chaos, and you put yourself in a jam. It's putting yourself in a jam.
Chaos? Why would you use another crazy word? You don't know what you mean.
It's like, dude, it's like chaos. In a jam.
All right, whatever.
Listen,
Gary's giving
you
a pass.
I got 5 fucking albums. Anyhow.
That doesn't mean. What the fuck does that mean, dumb?
Nothing. But what I'm saying.
But one of them is called 161 IQ. Am I right? 140. Yeah. That's incredible IQ.
I did online.
Yeah, no, Gary, it's a fucking website.
No, it isn't.
On Facebook.
No, it wasn't that one.
Look at me.
No,
look at
no.
me.
I can't look at you. You try to make a spoon. I can't. I can't stop laughing.
Listen to me.
Now you can't have the thumb up.
Listen to me.
No, that's a different one.
Shut
I did
up.
A real one.
But you did the one on Facebook. It was the same thing, right? There's these fucking... These IQ tests that you take online,
yeah.
It gives everybody 141,
no,
so you think
it doesn't.
You're a fucking genius, and then you have to go on and do something else. It's
no,
garbage.
This
I got 141, and
really?
I'm fucking dumb as mud.
No, you're yes,
no.
All right? I fucking didn't go to school. I was in the rubber rooms till ninth grade. Then I got a scholarship to Bunker Hill for fine art from my art teacher, I think wanted to bang me, okay? And then I did comedy. I don't know how to spell. I don't know what a fucking semicolon does. I know nothing, okay?
Nobody does.
And I'll admit it. I don't know shit.
When I wrote a script,
I had to write it and then give it to Jim Serpico, and he had to fucking correct everything, okay? Literally, fucking, it was a nightmare to write with me because I don't know how to spell shit.
Yeah,
I don't
good.
Put fucking punctuation.
I don't do it.
I put dot, dot, dot as fucking. That's all I know.
I use periods.
Oh, fuck. I wish your mother had one.
Yes. That's not nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
Dead. A lot of people rent it, then watch it, rent it like 3 or 4 times. Those people are
fools.
They're dumb. They
just buy it. Just buy it.
You're a fucking moron. I rented it 17 times. You could have bought it once.
I don't want my fans. After the second time.
Yeah. Oh, but then they're like, I'm already into it for 10. Now I'm going to be into it for 20. I'll just be into it for 15.
You know what? Let's just do the 20 solid. I got guests over. I don't want to fucking make them a same mistake twice.
Oh my gosh. It would be a great series. The person fighting with themselves over whether to rent it again. They love it so much. But what about that line? I'm going to rent it again.
I'm just doing it.
You said you weren't going to do it, Michael. Just do it. Who cares?
Just this one. I want to hear what Florentine said.
This last one, promise?
I promise this will be the last one. Get out the paper and pad.
I hope a gust of wind takes that hat down to fucking Chinatown.
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing?
Daddle.
All right, we'll go to.
It was made from bad microphone cords.
Oh, boy. This is not your forte.
Hey, listen, we got Rich Voss last week. Here, I want to say this right now. Me, Paul, Keith Robinson, last week of August, Comedy Cellar Vegas.
Yes,
get your fucking tickets now.
Wow.
Yeah,
say that list again.
Rich Voss.
Yeah.
Keith Robinson.
Wow.
Paul Verzi.
Wow.
Robert Kelly.
Holy crap.
On the same
show.
Comedy Cellar Las Vegas.
Who has to be there the next week to follow that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That won't be easy.
So I would fly out. You're bringing your family, right?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Why would I bring my family? My wife's a comic. I don't take her with me. I took my kids to Vegas when they were young. When I worked there in August, every day they go, they almost cried. It was so hot walking, you know. Yeah. It's brutal.
We're golfing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're golfing. All right, so am I not bringing my family?
Who brings your family to Vegas?
You're bringing
August?
Your family?
I was gonna,
I'm not going to be with them all. I'm going to be with you guys, but, you know, by the pool.
Are you going to play golf with us or no?
Yeah, I'm playing golf with you guys. Yeah. Why am I not playing?
Who said you weren't playing?
You just whispered it
into
the microphone.
Well, we
got to
see what your thumb's up to. Right?
My thumb's fine.
Are you? Well, start making clubs now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Rich Voss. Rich, do you really think this isn't my forte?
Yeah, of course.
Will you stop it? Will you fucking don't let him get to you?
First of all, when we had a radio show, you're the only one that did it more than once.
Oh, thanks, man.
I did it more than once.
You get in my head.
The radio show?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, I tried to build them up.
I'm kidding. I didn't even do it once.
Yes, I love you, Voss.
All right, Voss, thanks for coming up, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, check this out. BetDSI. BetDSI.com has been in business for over 20 years, Gary.
Wow.
Paying winners. Top rated on sports book review sites. Easy to use mobile playing interface. Play to win. Get paid. They pay money, buddy. BetDSI has a great mobile app that is way easy to use anywhere, from anywhere in the world. You can use it. Have it right on your phone, Gary. You like betting? Do you bet at all?
Here and there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But it's anxiety provoking when you have to do it with a friend but to do it online, that's much better.
You're not even online, on your phone, buddy.
On your phone, right?
You do it on your phone. They offer live in-game wagering. This is the craziest part. You can make plays throughout the entire game and event. BetDSI offers odds on everything, all right? Including all Major League sports. You can bet on politics, Gah.
Wow.
You can bet on politics.
This is going to save friendships.
Reality
right?
TV. Yes. Reality TV, pretty much everything.
Wow.
Look, I play myself. I'm actually doing the Luis Gomez fight that's coming up. He's fighting someone? He's fighting another comic in the Ellis Mania event. I'm going to bet on him, and I'm going to be betting this weekend on the UFC fights.
Who's Luis fighting?
He's fighting, what's his name?
O'Neal.
Is it a boxing match or an MMA
fight?
It's
an MMA fight.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Luis is like a Tasmanian devil.
He's actually the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Let's get it
okay.
straight.
Okay, all right.
He's not a devil. He's a Puerto Rican.
He's not from Tasmania.
Yes, that's right. So I recommend BetDSI. If you want to add a little excitement to the game, you are watching. Just go to BetDSI, get their mobile app, and get it on. Even if you don't like sports, this is how you can have fun watching the World Cup right now. All right? You can bet on go to a bar. This is what you do.
Okay.
And I was at a wings place this last weekend it wasn't Austin. It was
Atlanta?
The week before.
Okay.
Week before.
Atlanta.
It was Austin. Shit. It was Austin this week.
I went to a wings
place in Austin and they had all the games on. Yeah. And you can take your phone out and bet right there just for shits and gigs.
Yeah,
it makes because I don't know. I don't know about the World Cup.
No.
But if I'll pick a team, I'll pick the red team.
Yeah.
I'll pick Mexico because I'm in, you know, Austin. There's a bunch of them everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Good. With all the Mexican stuff going on, let's get behind Mexico.
Yes.
Well,
right?
Wait,
yes.
What's
well, now
all
they're
the
out, but...
Yeah, what's right, all the Mexican out. Stuff going on?
Well, let's talk about that after the break. but you can do UFC 226 with Cormier versus Stipe. The heavyweight champion and the light heavyweight champion are fighting. That's why I love UFC. Because they give you, unlike fucking shit boxing,
mm-hmm.
they give you the fights you want to see. And then they give you fights you didn't even know you wanted to see. And you can bet. And I'm making a bet. And I'm not telling anybody, but I'm going to do it on BetDSI. So go to BetDSI.com. Use promo code YK100 and get 200% bonus on your initial deposit. That's 200% bonus. So again, that's YKW. That's BetDSI.com. Sorry. BetDSI.com. Use promo code YK100 for 200% bonus on your initial deposit. There you go. BetDSI.com. Check it out. Anyways... That was fucking Voss is the God damn it. I mean, he says, I might come up. I just come up, dude. Don't ask.
Yeah.
You can come in and sit down on any fucking, comes in immediately, this is Voss, and you'll notice this. I'm going to tell everybody. This is his thing. Ready? Comes in, and he attacks.
Really?
He looks around the room, and he finds he's going to attack somebody.
Yeah.
He's not going to usually do the weakest person because he doesn't want people to feel bad. He's going to pick not me because it's my show.
Right.
Right? Comes in and says something to Verse.
Yeah, but he didn't at me hard. No, he didn't attack me hard, though.
It's not hard. It's never hard. But it's just a fucking little nudge just to go, I'm fucking here.
Yeah.
You ever see animals? You ever see hippos? They're kind of sitting. There's no room.
Hippos.
Right?
No. When the fuck would I?
All right. When we get in shape, animal verse.
No, I'm just saying. Like, how do you know?
Hippos for me.
Okay. But you know hippos? Do you know about hippos?
I know a little something about hippos. Do you know that a hippo can chop a crocodile in half in its mouth? It's absolutely the toughest, most violent and strong animal in the jungle, and the only reason it's not the king of the jungle, why do you think?
Because it can't go anywhere.
Fat shaming. Because it doesn't look It doesn't look like a king of a jungle. It's obese.
Well, because the lions are always whispering stuff on the fucking on the shore, and he's like, "What'd you say?" He's like, "Nothing." Nothing. We would say anything to you. And it fucks with him. And the wife's like, "Go do something." Forget it. Just let him go. I'll fuck with them. I'll let the elephants fuck with them. And that's your problem. You let the elephants take all the fucking glory.
Yeah.
So anyways, he comes in, and that's what he does. He fucking jabs somebody just a little. That's what he did last week. He came in, he fucked with the little, and the guy, of course, doesn't get it like you, because you're a comic. You know, he's just being funny. This guy was like, "Fucking duh, duh, duh." And the boss is like, "What the fuck's wrong with him?" I wonder why I fucking became you. So anyways, barbecue yesterday was a fucking a success, but too hot. We had like brutal. Seven people just say, "Look, here's the thing too. I feel bad because when you have to cancel, some people will, people will be like, and it was a last minute thing. I mean, it was let's do this on Monday because I don't want to do 4th of July. I don't want to be doing that shit. I don't want to have a 4th of July.
We had to cancel our 4th of July today, and you know, the 4th of July parties I have are
you
big.
You have one, when will you have one?
I was supposed to have one tomorrow.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, you did. Well, you told me you were having something on the 3rd a long time ago.
I didn't know you were having a party tomorrow.
Yeah, I said to you, I hope that yours is not on the 3rd, and this was a long time ago.
I didn't know about that.
What do you think? I wasn't going to invite. Of course I was going to invite you.
Was going to invite me. I never got the invite.
No, Bobby, we talked on the phone.
When?
A long time ago.
Yeah, but you can't do a long time ago.
You can't
have a conversation about a party a month ago.
You said you.
Whoa, let me finish. Can I finish?
Okay, go ahead.
My argument?
Go ahead.
I mean, you can't tell me, we're going to have a 4th of July party a month ago and then never mention it again.
No, that's not what happened. What happened was you said to me, "Are you having that big 4th of July party?" And I asked you, "Are you having one?" And you go, "Yeah, but ours is going to be on the 3rd.
Right.
That's what you said.
I said, "No, but I couldn't have said that because we didn't really confirm this until like a few days ago."
Do you think I'm lying to you?
I don't.
I'm not lying to you.
I mean, if you're going
to
put it that way, but I think you might be mistaken.
After the tornado hit, maybe everything got fucked up. So,
but you're
that's
not,
what
are you having a party tomorrow?
I am not.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody.
When did you cancel that?
Like pretty much this week, it was like, "Listen, if the contractors don't come," so we had a tornado hit the fucking house,
it's crazy.
And legit.
Yeah.
I'm looking out of my back window and our huge grill, and I say to my son Lucas, "Look at the grill." And as the grill's going, the only tree that could hit our house smashed through our deck. Trees were flying by. It was fucking brutal. And the contractors are still doing it. The deck's not fixed. The roof just started to get fixed today, so we can't do anything.
Are you getting a new shed?
They're doing the roof of the new shed, and I got to gut the middle of it. So I'm gonna actually be calling you because I need your help. Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna do all the silverware for whatever. Yeah, did you tell Gary? Why don't you tell Gary what happened?
I think Gary would be interested in this.
Okay,
Gary likes hobbies.
I heard it was because you owed Mr. Gaza
$150, and then Rocky Balboa came around, and he said, just tape up the thumb, so Mr. Gaza thinks that I broke your thumb, because I don't want to break your thumb.
I don't understand who has. Who in their brain can just fucking pull that up? You have to be a little on the spectrum. I don't understand it. I don't fucking get it, Gab. Who the fuck can pull that up? Who can pull up Gaza and the fucking scenario?
Gary Goldman is the reason I don't want to do Conan. Nobody should ever do Conan again.
Jesus.
Nobody should ever do Conan again. When you did that Conan set, by the way, it was amazing.
Thanks,
I don't know if
that's
I ran
so
into
nice to hear. Thanks,
when you
man.
Did that set, I literally said I'm never sending JP a tape again.
Can I stop?
And I'm not
second?
Even joking.
When I did the Tonight Show, he went, I should be doing that. Literally. No joke. He said, I'm talking to the guy. I'm gonna do it too.
Oh my gosh.
That's what he said. You do the show, I'm not even doing it. I do it, I should be doing it too.
I mean, can I give a guy a compliment?
No, give a guy a compliment. Careful who you didn't give the compliment
I said I said your Tonight Show was fucking great.
You didn't say it didn't fucking. You said it was great. You said it was great, and I'm going to do it too. You didn't. His was so good. You're quitting the business.
No, I'm just not doing that show. I'm not doing that show. Each show's got their own fucking thing. I don't want to do that one.
But Bobby, you're just like me. We want everybody around us to walk on eggshells at all.
Eggshells.
No, we're so sensitive.
Gary, I'm sensitive, and I agree.
It couldn't have been. Oh, that's nice, Verzi. It had to be. What
it
about
was
me?
Too nice. You're too nice. You can say you just said, no one should do stand up on late night again.
No, I said Conan.
Okay.
I said no, I did.
Why should anybody do stand up?
I said Conan.
All right. Well,
what were we talking about? Oh, how did he come up with the thumb thing? Well, do you know what I thought happened? Before the show starts, he goes, Mike, get that owl up. That's what he says. Mike, get the picture of the owl up.
Bring the owl up.
So I'm going like, hey, Bobby. So same time, Gary, I'm going, Bobby, what happened to your thumb? Mike, get the owl up. We'll talk about it.
Look at that owl. Now, Mike, turn to Gary slowly. Don't tilt your head. Just keep your eyes wide open like you usually do.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Mullen called him Owl Face.
Owl Face.
We were talking about him this weekend. We were all hanging out, and he goes, "Yeah, it looks like an owl." And I was like, "What?" And then he put up the show, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
And then you had the lawn owl.
Yeah, the lawn owl. We were at my party yesterday. I have a lawn owl to scare away the birds from the garden. Nick grabbed him. He goes, "How long you been here, Mike?"
Oh, was this at the house?
Yeah, at the house.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to the owl.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I was fucking dying. So, anyways.
One would think that when I said, what happens to your thumb? And he goes, Mike, pull up the thing. Oh, you'll hear. That's what he goes. You'll hear. We're going to talk about it. Tell him what happened.
I was carving a wooden spoon. I was making a wooden spoon.
For Max?
No. Well, yeah. It was
I love how he went to something that it had to be something else.
Excuse me. I apologize. It was for, I was making a wooden spoon. Bring up wooden spoons, bushcrafting, because, you know, I'm having this thing. I'm going in the woods now, and one of the things that you do in the woods is you make your own spoons. And there you go. So I was making, I was trying to make one of those for my kid to have when you go out into the woods camping. So he could, you know, eat out. You know, just something a little cute.
Yeah.
I was trying to, and nobody, Gary, you know, I was trying to make it, and I sliced my finger open real bad.
Gosh.
Yeah, because I fucked up. I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Or because you're a comedian from Boston.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt badly? I mean,
it actually,
stitches?
It did hurt. Well, I went in, and I went into the urgent care, and she was like, you know, we'll just glue it. They super glued it.
Okay.
She opened it up and poured the glue in and pushed it back together.
No way.
Yeah, it would hurt a little bit, but it was quick and easy, and then it was throbbing a little Tylenol. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But
How long ago?
It was yesterday. At literally 10 minutes before everybody was supposed to show up for the barbecue.
And how much self-reflection did you do after that? Were you like, what am I doing? What am I doing? We have, I mean, I've been to your house, a drawer full of spoons. So many spoons of various sizes. And I understand you want to be environmental. You don't want to take the plastic, right? Because it gets in the sea turtles' noses.
Don't.
But for crying out loud, Bob, nobody would look at you askance if
you
want to
know the funniest thing. He thought you were going to be on his side. This motherfucker thought he was going to get one. You thought Gary was going to be the one. You were looking
at least, at least Gary's going at it a different way. Okay, he used the word scant.
He said draw full of spoons. He said draw full of spoons.
Oh, Bob. I know. I do stupid things all the time.
No, it's stupid. I still don't think it's stupid. I was making a spoon.
No, it making the spoon, your heart was in the right place, but not being intensely careful
you
with
should,
a knife.
But what I learned is that a lot of these guys duct tape their thumbs.
Oh, okay.
You understand? What are you laughing at?
They learned that after the fact.
Well, I did. Yeah. I fucking should have researched it a little more.
But guys, look at that. Guys who do it all the time cut their thumbs.
Well, look at I'm really into knives.
What was Dawn's response to this?
The spoon or the cut?
The cut.
Well, the spoon, I'll tell you the spoon first. When I came out and I showed her the spoon, it was pretty much the same response that I got from everybody. And they were like, she was like, oh, yeah. And I go, are you fake liking it? And she went, oh yeah. And I go, you're being nice to me.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I am. I'm being nice to you.
Yeah, you can tell by now whether she's.
She goes, we have people. I don't care about a spoon. Put the spoon down. Yeah. We have spoons. So then, but she goes, but that's great that you're doing it, babe.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, all right, whatever. And then everybody had. I thought people were gonna have a little better response. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like as your wife, I'd be like, oh, I like that about him. He's making a spoon. He's like, good for
him. Well, here's the thing. This is the thing. If I had made the spoon and then you came over and I showed you the spoon that I made, you'd be like, you made that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
And it's sweet.
But you guys, you saw it now. It looks like a painting stirring stick. So no, right?
It looks like a wooden shoehorn.
Whatever. Okay.
I bet you that's a really common thing within the spoon making community, especially the amateurs. They're always like, all right, this will be another shoehorn. We got another shoehorn. Like that's sort of a cliche within that world. Shoehorns.
How do you like my new spoon? It's kind of shoehorning. No way. A little shoehorning.
Worst case shoehorn, though. I haven't used a shoehorn in 14 years.
It wasn't done. It wasn't even near done. It was at the very beginning of spoon. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the weird thing.
And I still hadn't figured if it was going to be a spork or a spoon yet.
How much blood?
A lot.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of blood.
The thumb bleeds like an MF, doesn't it?
Dawn got sick. Dawn was like, she had to like walk away.
No.
Yeah.
What, did Max see any of this?
No, he was at camp.
The carnage.
But this is how cute Max is. You were there. He comes in after camp. There's people there, right? And then he's saying hi, and he loves when people's out. He's a people kid, you know?
Yeah.
Loves it. And then he looks at me, and he goes, one second. And he comes over to me and goes, Dad, I heard you hurt your finger. You okay? And I show him the thing, and he gave me a little kiss on my thumb. He goes, I feel better. And I said, yeah. And then he went and good kid.
What a kid.
Well, that shows,
kid.
Yeah.
He's a good kid.
Good kid. Yeah, good kid.
And
he tagged me in the nuts later in the afternoon. Literally, intentionally.
Really?
He goes, let's go. And he ran, and I seen him look back, and he flicked me right in the dick. Hit me in the nut, and I went, oh, and he went, and he goes, I win. I was like, all right. I don't know. You know, he's kind of A-Roddy. Very A-Roddy.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Very... slapping the ball out of your fucking hand type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to be able to use my thumb for a week. But I got all these custom knives. I got these beautiful knives. What?
What? It goes from the, you know, the spoon
I just got a custom hatchet made for camping. From my friend. He's one of my knife makers. We have a couple guys. There's a guy that's making me, Ari, and Joe custom knives. His name is PJ Hunt on Instagram. He's making some really nice knives.
How many times have you been in the woods? Like recently, since all this knife making. How many times have you been in the woods?
Two.
All right.
And now next week we're going, me and you.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Is a third coming?
Thursday. No, just me and
us.
You.
Just us. Okay.
Just us.
Okay.
We're going up in the woods.
All right.
For Thursday night.
I'll bring the silverware, I'll bring my
We're not bringing silverware.
Well, what are we bringing? Shoehorns?
No.
You're just slurping out of a fucking... He's like, that was my third try.
This is the other guy. I have a hard time saying L-A-J-O-I-E. LaJoya, right? His name is Matthew LaGioia.
Sometimes those people pronounce it LaGioia.
LaGioia?
Sometimes.
Is it really?
There was
one old-time baseball player,
Napoleon LaGioia.
You can actually see my axe up on his site if you go to his site. He's in a unfucking he takes old axe heads from the 30s.
Wow.
And he refurbished
them. Wait, you showed it to me. I think you showed it to me in your shed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Only
from the 30s? That sounds oddly specific.
No, from all over. From all over. He takes
I can't do a 40.
28. It's too old. It defeats its own purpose.
It's a plum. It's called plum. Axe heads. There's certain axe heads that were popular back then, American made.
I love this about you.
What?
Among a million other things. Let me just say this, and I haven't said this to you in a while. You know what I love about you? Everything.
No, come on. What do you
Everything.
Love about me?
No, the fact that you get so... Once you take an interest in something, you get so into it with the passion and obsession of a kid.
Yeah.
And that's genius.
Yeah. I wish I
love
did
that. When I got you into comic books and cigars, and it was just... And the enthusiasm brings everybody in around you. It's really nice.
Well, he's right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, because we do
you suck the marrow out of life. You have a lot of interests, and I think it...
On certain things.
Yeah.
Certain things, because I wish I could do it on the things like, you know, the gym, you know, salads would be, you know...
No, those are just...
What?
They're not interests. They're...
Yeah. I am very interested in the woods right now, and I feel... Half of it is the world that we're living in now. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it all. If I was a multimillionaire or even had a few million, I'd move up Vermont, New Hampshire, somewhere. I'd kind of get out of here and do comedy and acting when I chose to, or when it was fucking right. I would not. This is getting a little crazy. I mean, it's so fun. I come down tonight. I get out. There's a guy parked, half parked in the three spots. Okay? And I pull up and I'm like, hello. And he's just like, puts his hands up. And he pulls up a little bit, but I still can't get in. So I have to pull up again. But I got to wait for the cars to go by. Then I pull up and go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm waiting for a customer. I go, but you can wait up here. I'm trying to park. I got to go to work.
Yeah, you're live parking.
And he goes, is that what it's called?
Yeah, if you're in the car, it's called live parking. Yeah, he can park anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as you're in the car.
He's live parking. I wish I knew live parking. I'd be like, you're live parking. He was like, what? He would have thought I was a cop if I said, dude, stop live parking.
Yeah, because I had no idea what it meant.
I fucking love live parking. I'm going to use that all the time now. Dude, are you live parking? What? I don't know. Well, then if you don't know, then don't live park. So then he finally goes, I'll leave. I go, yeah. Fucking 8 minutes ago, you should have fucking left. So I pull into the spot, and I leave enough room for the person behind me. But the Beamer, here's my rule. If you have a Beamer, you're a piece of shit. That's it.
Wow.
I don't care if I love you, if I know you. If you went and said, oh, I'm going to get a Beamer, there's something in you
that's
broken.
Unless you got a hookup.
Okay, maybe if you have a hookup. But other than that, you're broken. You're a bad person.
Is it just a BMW? Because I'll include Mercedes,
nope.
Porsches, and
nope. BMWs.
I just can't fathom how you can afford to live in Manhattan and also have a luxury car. I'm not going to hang around with you if you have anything above an Accord.
Really?
Yeah.
What about a Honda?
We are not
CRV.
Living in the same world.
What about a Honda CRV?
Yeah.
Ford right. Edge.
Yeah. But
loaded,
if you
though.
Live
loaded.
In if you live in Manhattan
like every,
and you
every,
have a and you have a Porsche, we have nothing in common. What are we going to talk
about? Yeah, cuz the garage fees alone.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And the insurance it must be on a Porsche?
Yeah.
It's probably more than my rent.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the city. I mean, even when I come in, girl front of me, new puppy, probably college student, on phone. Puppy on leash, pink leash.
Should never be on your phone with your puppy.
Walking down the street. A million people coming at her. People behind her waiting. She's on the phone. The dog stops because there's a baby. And she's blocking the whole sidewalk with the fucking leash. And she's on the phone going, oh, the baby and the puppy. And I'm sitting there just stopped waiting for her to move her dog leash so I could get by to come here to do the, I finally went, I go, move your fucking dog.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you,
buddy. But she immediately turned into the victim. Oh, my God. All right, fine.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
What I love that you said move your fucking dog. That's great.
But what the fuck? Who, in what universe?
The wealthy. That universe. The wealthy. A sense of entitlement.
It's fucking crazy. Crazy that she has no common sense and empathy for the rest of us. That she would just walk down the street on the phone with her dog and think nobody.
That's like had a nightmare
but
to
also,
date, you know?
What a horrible thing to do with a dog. You're going to just.
Yeah.
Just dragging the dog around?
Yeah, while you're on the phone?
They're not even paying attention.
Like, she cares have more about her having a dog than her dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Bingo.
Yes.
Bingo.
You know what I mean?
Bingo.
Bingo.
The
Bingo,
dog is
Paul
for
Verzi.
Her.
Bingo.
Fucking narcissism.
Write that down. Put quotes around it. Put a dash. Your name.
There you go.
And a photo of you above that.
Yes.
Put
she
it on the cared
wall.
More about having a dog than the dog. Or something,
right.
Something to that effect.
She, no. That was like.
Gary started it and then
let's
just.
Play back. Let's play it back again. I don't know.
No.
How, Bobby, you punctuate it.
But listen, seriously, the fucking puppies are the new Gucci bag.
Yes.
Puppies are the new fucking coach bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
No coach. Puppies
Kate
are the
Spade
new.
Kate Spade, rest her soul.
let's just avoid that.
Now these like hipsters have like these big fucking pit bulls in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's like you could tell that it's just because, well, I've rescued, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Without having knowledge of the fucking dog, you could see it.
Yeah, because they can't control it. It's just fucking pulling this little thin bearded fucking idiot
and
down the street.
Scarf on in August.
Yeah. Thin bearded.
Yeah. He's on a fucking skateboard. It's like, no, dude, put the skate. Yeah. Control your animal, you fucking fiend.
Yeah.
Fiend. Yeah, I look, man, I've been fucking getting into. Like, I've been watching so much shit now. I just watch YouTube. I watch YouTube, 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 and I go all over the fucking place on there. Uh-huh. As far as spoon making, back to...
That's right. You can learn anything.
I mean, anything. It's. Yeah. I was trying to... It's just the new books.
Yeah.
It's just the new way of learning is the YouTube. But, I mean, I feel like we're headed for this crazy... They're saying we're in a soft civil war.
Well, that's interesting. What do they mean by that?
That means that the fucking country is about to fucking separate down the middle over all this shit with Trump and fucking...
Yeah, but I think that's a lot of media shit because, you know, I don't think you can develop a civil war within the time frame that a president would be there even for 8 years. A lot would have to happen. You know, the power shifts so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that that's lazy fucking journalism to say that. Because I saw that, too, where they're like, are we a few years from a civil war?
It's
and it's like, just like...
But even to hear that,
nah,
it's
yeah.
like, what the... We should be so beyond even saying that as a people.
But what... Even the strongest militias, can they really take on the U.S. government and...
Well, not even that. It's like, what is the fucking... I mean, dude, what I don't understand is why, comic-wise, I would thought the funniest comedy in the world would be coming out of certain people right now, but it seems like everybody's just fucking angry. You know what I mean? And I think social media is the shittiest thing. I think it's just shit for comics because... The philosophy you would have in a conversation with other comedians or other people using it to bring on stage to write amazing jokes is just being spewed out instantly to people just on one fucking side.
Oh, what it is unintelligent people who never had a platform before now have a platform for... unintelligent shit for everybody to see. A little bit, kinda.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's just like
or hatred, or even people that want to spew hate. You know?
It's like what the fuck?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Because it used to be like this. It used to be like, all right, you go to a comedy show, the comedian offends you. You leave going, I'm never going to go see that comedian again, or I have a problem with that venue.
But
right?
I used to go to a comedy show and not get offended.
Right. But I'm saying there are some people that I'm sure got offended, but then that was it. Now it's let's go after his job. Mm. Let's go after the club. Let's find out why. Let's attack him, and let's get the people that believe in us against him on social media, and then it's an attacking thing instead of that person going, hey, comic number two really fucking offended me with that, you know, handicap joke.
Yeah, but you would have to, the reason why it was better back then, you would have to really be offended to write a letter and then mail it and wait for a response that you're never getting.
Yeah.
Now, it's on Yelp, and they have the power.
Right.
They have the power. I mean, look at the stuff with the Red Hen stuff, right? That what that girl, that lady did, the restaurant in D.C.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She kicked out, what's her name?
Sarah Huckabee
and her family, and then went to the other. Okay, fuck her, right? But these people went to Yelp and just destroyed the restaurant, right? And it's like, they've never been there. Right. They don't even know what the food is.
Yeah.
There's
a
chef, there's waiters, there's sous chefs.
Who has no control over
who walks
in.
They have no control what this fucking lunatic just did for whatever reason. And it sucks because she is crazy that she did that. Because it's like, first of all, okay, she's eating here. Who gives a fuck? All right? But don't go across the street, say, hey, be polite. Hey, can you just take off? You know, but in this time, what she did is going to affect everybody that works at that restaurant. The restaurant's closed. They fucking shut
it
down.
Is it closed?
They had to shut it down. They had to shut it down, dude. They were getting death threats. They're fucking... I mean, that's what happens. Look what they can do to your album. If you say something, if you go and you don't play the game the way everybody wants you to play it on both sides, they can just go and fucking attack you. It's on a thing and leave you bad reviews, and they never even. And the funny part is, if you go, you can tell some of the reviews they were faking that they went. They were just like, "Yeah, dude, I saw some, you know, some. The kitchen didn't look clean," and it's like, "Dude, come on, you know." And man, I thought I heard a rat. It's like what? It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm getting fucking. I just want to stay home.
When people can't go into and eat somewhere, it's like I understand. Like if people don't like what you're doing, but it just seems like it is a little much.
Look, man. Yeah, I mean it's a little crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, this is crazy times we're living in. Definitely,
it's fucking crazy times.
It is.
It really is. And speaking of crazy times, one way to get out of crazy times is if you spend a third of your life in your sheets, Gary.
A third.
A third.
I wish it was just a third.
Gary does sheet therapy.
Gary, everyone told me about sheet therapy. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Gary, Brooklinen has the best sheet therapy in the business.
I've heard about this. I've seen ads.
I have them on my bed.
Really?
Oh my god. I swear to
you. Your bed.
They sent me a pair and then we bought a pair. They were so good. I love them. I have a big, huge king bed.
I have a full size.
What?
Listen to this.
Okay.
Full size. Yeah. I'm 6'6".
Yeah, you're 6'6".
Sade is 5'9". I have to use the Pythagorean theorem to arrange ourselves every night for bed. I wake up in the worst. Oh, my back.
Why don't you just get a hammock?
You don't know how small New York bedrooms are. I should get a hammock.
Yeah. Your ankles are hanging over, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. My ankles at the end of the...
Why do you just make the room all bed?
If I don't
go
get the hypotenuse of that of that triangle, I wake up miserable.
He's the funniest guy.
But the sheets... The sheets.
Right now, they make a big difference in how you sleep.
Huge difference, because you look forward to it.
Yeah, start getting a better sleep, Gary. If you had better sheets, you get better sleep. And this is how you do it. Upgrade your nightly routine. Help you feel more well-rested every single day.
Twill. I love Twill.
Let me tell you something. I have these sheets. You get into bed...
Why are you whispering?
Because it's sexy.
It is sexy. I'll tell you, that was one of the keys.
I leaned in as you were talking.
That was one of the keys to Robert Kelly's war stories back in when we were first starting off in
comedy.
Yeah,
you know how to tell a story.
He would tell a story, and he would bring in with that whisper, and I would just be giggling like, oh. We worked together as waiters at an Italian food restaurant. Yeah. That's how we became so close, and man, did he have some stories.
I got a couple hashtag me too stories back then, and then I pulled out.
No, they would
They would.
No, I'm kidding. Of course, I'm kidding.
He's kidding. But let's go back and erase that.
That's how I got done. Let's not be kidding. I mean, I took my dick out. She said no. I said, come on. I mean,
really?
Yeah. I'm on a rock in Marblehead.
No way. You know
that story.
I knew she.
Yeah. She blew me on a rock for an ice cream.
But I didn't know
now
that
she's
you,
got a house.
I didn't know that you tempted the raptor.
Oh, I tempted her. Oh yeah, I took it out. She was like, "What are you doing?" I go, "Come on."
What? No, it was the T-Rex that they threw a goat out.
It was a T-Rex.
Yeah.
I remember. Well, yeah, I mean, what'd you do to get your wife? What'd you fucking?
I didn't pull my cock out and go, "Come on,
come on."
You didn't? No, I didn't.
So what did you do? You did first, second, third base.
Yeah, like I would, we went out on dates in the city, and I would, you know, we would drink, and then on the car ride home, I would try them, you know, making out, doing that.
Okay.
And then one thing, you know, led to one thing.
You went first base, second base, third base, home plate.
Yes, I like kind of did it that way. Yeah.
No way.
I did.
No
I never,
way.
I got to be honest with you. I heard a lot of guys talking like, yo, that used to be the move. The move used to be take your dick out in the car on a date.
Yeah.
And if the girl, and I'm like, I never knew that.
Dude,
I honestly never knew that.
If you, let me get through this Brooklyn and ad.
Yeah, maybe Me too's mid ad. Maybe
in,
we.
That was in parentheses.
I was kidding about this. Listen, it was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife team who did the same thing you did, Verzi. First, second, and third. And then home.
Oh my
Very
gosh.
Traditional relationship. Vicky and Rich
pulling their advertisement.
Now, come on. This was, you make love in these sheets. Me and Don make love. They're so soft and comfortable. Their philosophy, the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials, no crazy prices. Brooklyn is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews on good housekeeping. Versatile colors and patterns, and you can mix and match to complement any decor. This is luxury bedding at under prices. You have to try these sheets. I have them on my bed. You should get them and use this for your new place. You can use this. Brooklyn sheets are the best, most affordable sheets I've ever slept on, Gary. Brooklyn.com has an exclusive offer for my listeners only. Get $20 off and free shipping right now when you use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. That's how you let them know that you heard it here, and they keep advertising with the show with my fans, and they give you $20 off and free shipping. Brooklyn is so confident that they're going to offer you 60 nights satisfaction, all right, risk-free, guarantee, and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters.
And what's the code to get the...
Come on.
What is the code?
It's promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com for $20 off of free shipping. Brooklinen.com, promo code WHATDUDE.
It's such a great feeling when you put in a promo code. Yeah. When you apply
it. She's the only one that got it.
And then it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I love actually finding something I like.
I was trying to set up a who's on first situation.
Well, I like when you put promo code, when you find something you want and then you go search.
Oh, search
promo
for
code,
a promo code.
And you get,
one that works.
It's like, fuck. Yeah. I got one that worked for 50% off once.
No.
I almost shit ducks.
Because a lot of them don't work. A lot of them don't
a
work.
A lot of most
shit ducks.
Yeah.
I never heard that expression. Did you coin that?
No, I just did.
I could tell. That was a new one, but you went for
it. That's a great one.
Ducks. He went for
shit
it.
Shit ducks.
I want to say something. I want to step back to this hashtag Me Too thing, or this the way we used to meet girls. I find it hard to believe, Verzi.
I would tell you if I ever pulled my dick out on a date and go, hey, you know?
You never pulled it out and like, all right, you're kissing, you're making out, and then all of a sudden you kind of just take it out and she touches it and she... You let her.
Well, that's different. What you're saying, if you're on a bed and you're already making out and clothes are coming off,
right?
Then it's one thing.
What
if
about
like the hand
Honda?
Is near, but
what about Z28 with T tops?
Yeah, you're going two different ways. You're like, all right, is it hot and heavy or are you at the zoo? Like, it's different.
I'm not gonna fucking hand job at the zoo. I'm not gonna fucking fuck the monkeys like that. They're gonna be looking over at me getting a hand job. They're in there fucking eating leaves. Fucking their cousins. I'm not doing that.
You can do the Gary. Like, you know why these hippos aren't the king of the jungle?
Gary.
Yeah.
You've done that. What do you have, a new pilot coming out?
I know it's a thing.
Oh, really? So you're a gentleman. I mean, you never ever had your pee-pee. You let them pull it out. When is it? What do I teach Max is what I'm trying to learn. I know Max has got to learn a whole, and I'm not.
Get an expressed written consent.
Like a video next to, like with thumbs up next to my kid's cock. Hey, I'm Kathy. It's okay. Shouldn't use Kathy. That's my mom's name. That's weird. Hey, I'm Megan. Cousin, no.
But Max has such an advantage having a dad than, you know, around.
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of guys have dads, and they still do fucked up shit. What? I mean, I'm going to have to say, listen, you don't pull your penis out no matter what.
Right. I was always let the girl do the move.
Yeah, let the girl do the move.
So let the girl
initiate, because then you know.
Yeah.
Then it's not even.
All right, so you're making out.
I don't think there's. I think that the idea that even our fathers were brought up with, that the woman likes to be.
Dominated,
whatever. Those days are over.
The dress and the car. Like, I don't know.
Wait, stop, though. I mean, the number one movie in the country was 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so how are they over? When every book, wow. I mean, if I could show you my iTunes,
wow.
my iBooks, I went there one day. It's you know, fuck lust, lust living,
do you know
passion
that,
of
that
fucking
50 Shades
dicks.
Of Grey is fan fiction? Did you ever know that?
What do you mean?
That it's Twilight fan fiction? Or
oh, yeah.
Is it Twilight
the writer,
fan
the writer
fiction?
Wrote Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah.
That's what she got known for.
Yeah. iBooks. I mean, my wife wants me to fucking kill her. I mean, basically. I mean, I'll read some of these. You want me to read? Look at all these. Where's my glasses? These are the files. I go on my... I didn't even know this because I never used the book thing. All right? These are the fucking... The player. The player. The rebel. The cunning. The explosive.
They don't sound that bad so far, actually.
Cunning.
Cunning? That's bad. Nobody wants cunning. How about Heart of God? Learning Leaping Hearts.
These sound like Alan Quartermain novels, actually. So.
Buddy, look at the fucking thing. I mean, look at this.
These are the wicked, the romance, or just iBooks in general.
She's got all these books.
Oh, these are the books that
Dawn
is reading.
These are 50 Shades of Grey, the Wicked, the Endangered, the fucking
Endangered.
Dawn reads crap.
Yes. Oh. Garbage. Oh. And she wants to be fucking choked in a shower with a fucking hose.
Oh no.
Well, I mean, what do you? 50 Shades of Grey was. I mean, did you see it? How do you feel about that movie?
I never saw it.
But you know what it's about.
Sure.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I'm not into BDSM.
Is that what it's all about? Isn't it?
Yeah,
about,
right?
What about the movie? Oh, you saw the movie The Secretary. What do you think about that?
What is The Secretary?
You never saw The Secretary?
No.
How do you call yourself an actress?
I read a couple scenes.
You did?
Yeah.
So you know what it's about.
Yeah.
So you do not feel comfortable giving your real opinion on this?
No, I'm just not into BDSM.
Yeah, but... But that type of thing seems to be popular with a lot of women. Regular women that aren't into it. My wife isn't really into it. Of course, I'm joking. She doesn't want me to... I mean, I hope not. I hope I don't come home with a fucking plumber's choking her in the fucking bathroom. You know what I mean? She's got my fucking wooden spoon and he's smacking her in the ass with it.
Making fun of what it is.
What the fuck is this?
Hit me harder with that piece of shit. Break it. I want you to break it on my ass.
Oh my gosh.
Or if he did it too. How's his thumb?
Don't worry. He'll make that fucking idiot will make a new one.
Yeah, part of the eroticism is criticizing your handiwork.
Hey, he cut his thumb on it.
I got a bit on that about how I don't understand certain fetishes, and the one that I don't understand is the insulting.
What?
The insulting fetish is one that I don't like. Like, if people want to dress up or people want to do that stuff, like, I'm not in, but there are some people that want to be just like insulted and like said that told that they're worthless.
Mrs. Rickles.
What are you doing, you old bag? Stop slouching. I'm kidding. I love you. Get over and touch these balls.
I'm kidding.
They're on the ground. Pick them up.
I'm kidding. I love you.
Oh my god,
that's like a fetish.
But that's that's what you're saying is right, because with this Me Too stuff,
women
that are like, "Hey, I want you to come home and just take it." It's like,
can't.
No, you know, or just, you know, grab you by the. It's like, no,
it's a scary thing.
Here's the thing. Let's say she was like, "I want you to be rough with me."
Yeah.
Let's just say the woman in your life wants you to be rough, and you leave a mark.
Oof.
Fuck that, dude. Oof. Fuck that. You don't even need that question.
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe she'll give you a pass if she was. She asked you to come home and
yeah,
do that. I'm
that's
sure
consent at that yeah, point. There's
well, I mean,
no, I know it's consent, but it's still a fucking scary.
Yeah, Hartwick got fucking his shows taken away because he had some kind of kooky relationship with this girl. I mean, gone. Shows are gone. AMC said out.
Really?
Nerdist said goodbye. Yeah. His network.
I thought he started Nerdist.
Yeah, he got paid millions for it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but
okay.
So they were, I mean, imagine, you know, imagine, people just backed away from him because everybody's petrified of it. You know, I mean, I guess you. I mean, you kind of hit it on the head. It sounds because sex is such a fucked up thing with us. It's so, I don't know, necessary or so part of being a man, fucking and sucking and getting laid, that maybe it's not that big of a deal that we made it to be, in that, you know, he doesn't, you know, you don't show somebody your ding ding.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna take your pecker out, you make sure that she's cool with it.
Right.
And double make sure. You can't just. Yeah. No one ever taught me.
I mean, that's a little hard.
Well, what are you going to teach?
Start taking it halfway out. You sure?
What are you going to do?
Are you sure? Look. It's coming. It's coming. Fair warning.
I had a girl one time, scary. I had this girl at my apartment here in New York, way early, when I first moved here. And she was into being choked. She wanted me to choke her. So we're making out, and she would grab my hands and put them around her neck and squeeze them. She's like, choke me. And I'd start to choke her, and then she'd start to cry. And I would stop. I stopped. I'm like, well, I didn't. And she's like, no, it's just, you know, no, I really like it.
That's a crazy person, though.
Yeah. I know, but I don't, and then we started to kiss again. And it got to the point where I was like, you need to go. For me to tell you need to go, you're nuts. Because I've done some fucking nuts shit. You know what I'm saying? For me to go, listen, this is getting weird. You're fucking an alien. You came to my house on a ship because, you know, I've done some. I was like, you got to go. But I was petrified. That's back then. That's 20 years ago, whatever the fuck it was. 18 years ago.
Right.
I mean, I get. What are you going to teach your kid?
Like I said, I think I'm just going to let him know, like, how, you know, that's like a really fine line, and he needs to let the woman kind of really initiate. I think that's the way to do it.
Luckily,
though, and this is true about me, I was always that guy. I was always the guy that was afraid to – I was always the guy that was afraid to do something.
Yeah.
Like if there was any kind of like, yeah. I don't know.
If I didn't
know,
get such
I don't know.
Clear signals.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, I was always a guy that didn't want that. Yeah. So hopefully my son, and I'll instill in my son that, like, make sure, you know, that she's says yes and is into it.
I got to the point where my move is I would take girls back to my place and just get fully naked. I did that a couple of times. And they'd be like, what are you doing? I'm going, it's my apartment. I like to be naked.
Yeah, like that's, I would never, I mean, I'm like, I would never do that.
And what was their reaction? Did some of them, did it
work? I immediately grab my dick.
Really?
Immediately.
Wow.
Immediately go, fuck it. And just come over and start making out.
Wow. Yeah.
It's almost like if, you know, look. Yeah, not one, I've never had anybody go, no, I never. I mean, once in a while. I mean, if a girl was like, look, I don't want to do that, stop it. I'm in. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember this girl. I mean, look, I was 25 back in the day.
Right.
You know, Bobby with high heels.
Yep.
And she was 30 something.
But if she says no, it's like, all right,
she can't say no.
Purple,
I locked the door.
Let's just watch Purple Rain.
I locked the door, Gary. There's no saying no. No. That's when I lived with the mentally handicapped guys. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, they were right outside the door. You know, it's either me, it's either this or them. No, I'm kidding. Oh, no. I'm kidding. No, we, yeah, I mean, sex was way different. I think it was in the 60s. People used to fuck all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, think of the
60s. In the 70s.
70s just fucking, dude. Fucking in the park.
In the 80s. No, 82 I don't know about you, but I was so paranoid about STDs.
That's,
well, 82 was like AIDS. when HIV first, AIDS started to hit.
Yeah.
And then that's when everybody, you know, changed.
AIDS had to be the government going, look, you guys got to stop fucking. I mean, AIDS had to be somebody. Where the fuck? You think the 60s and 70s, all the fucking just unprotected, just jizzing on each other that we were doing with all the hippie shit, and people were just fucking. Couples were fucking, key parties and, I mean, just fucking everywhere. And then AIDS comes out and everybody just fuck, just, that had to be the government. Oh, God. Who was like, all right, settle down. Put your dicks away.
Settle down.
Hopefully it was neither.
What, God?
That would be frightening.
No, I don't know if it was either. I was just was throwing either, that out there that for you to chew on. I don't know.
Traumatic.
What, AIDS? Ah, come on. What is it now? Remember when Patrice was like, AIDS has behind the music now?
Oh.
He was like, because AIDS ain't shit. But like, remember, yo, man, back in the day, I used to...
That's the craziest thing about Magic Johnson, because when he announced it in 91, yeah, everybody thought he was done. Yeah. Everyone thought he was done, because that's when like Eazy-E got it, and he went rested, so what, 6 months?
6 months, gone.
You know, and Magic just, you know,
yeah, how's
got
that,
that medicine. He
how's
got,
that
yeah.
happen? Well, now, he's got money.
Well, now you have antibiotic-resistant strains of syphilis and things like that, where you get that, you get put on a list.
What?
Yeah, that's the thing.
What are you saying?
Antibiotic-resistant syphilis.
What does that mean?
It means that antibiotics won't cure it. Like, you just have syphilis from then on. They have to, like, maintain it. You can't be cured of it.
There's ads on park benches. You seen those?
Well, but for what?
For gonorrhea that doesn't take antibiotics anymore.
I'm so glad I'm not fucking anymore.
Yeah.
It's on benches.
Yeah. Huh?
It's on benches.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
What's on benches?
Like ads. Because that's like, you're going to get gonorrhea and we can't cure it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't cure it. And that's how people go insane from that, right?
Syphilis, yeah.
Syphilis yeah. insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you go fucking nuts, right?
Yeah, like Al Capone.
Oh, God. I'm so glad my dick is just
how
away.
How could Al Capone get any crazier?
It must have sucked to go out like that, though.
Oh, my God.
Just
gosh.
Be the guy, Al Capone.
But he was like 30. Or
yeah.
something ridiculous like that. I just look at that and I'm like, I wasn't even out of my parents' house at 30.
This guy's running shit. Yeah,
yeah.
He's running.
No, he had to be entire, older. Wasn't he older?
Started an entire crime syndicate. I think he went to jail at like 29, so he was done with his
Alcatraz.
Yeah, I yeah. think.
Wow.
Yeah. What was he?
Looking at it.
Frustrating everybody.
30 looked so much older then.
Yeah. He does look old.
When did he die?
He was 48.
He was 48 when he died, but his seven-year reign as crime boss ended when he was
33. 7 years.
He was
33.
The Beatles of crime bosses.
Yeah. Wow. Look
he
at him,
did
too.
All that.
And he's fucking movie fat. He's movie fat. He's not real fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's Dom DeLuise fat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fatter than Al Capone. That fucking, I want to cry. I didn't even fucking know that. My whole life he's been fatter than me. Now I'm fatter than Al Capone. Fuck me.
Yes, but you'll outlive him and you can
lose. We don't know that.
You can lose the weight.
I'm fucking 47. He died in 2 years.
He's great eyebrows.
He looks great.
He does have good eyebrows, you're right.
He does. He's got great lips, too. Look at those fucking lips. Click on that photo. Oh, Al Capone's got, look at those big lips. Those fucking big guinea wop eyes. Look at those. Looks like he's got eyeshadow on. Look at that. He's got a watch on. Imagine that. Look at those little fat fingers he's got, too. Imagine that. Imagine being that motherfucker.
Dude, 26, just running shit.
Just running it. Running it. And then get syphilis, and then you fucking die in jail. Insane. God damn it. Well, what are you going to do?
How do you get syphilis?
Sex.
Sticking your dick in a dirty vagina.
Oof.
Or vice versa, baby.
All right, whatever. I know. I was just telling it how I would be.
Yeah, he was.
I know. Women get shit, too. I know. You can get. I can get syphilis just as well as you, and you can give it. It's equal. We're equal on syphilis. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Fuck you. Anyways, all right. Let's wrap this fucker
up. I got a show.
Where?
What? At the Fat Black at 11.
All right. We're going to wrap it up right now. On that antique. Look at Gary Gulman. Look at Paul Verzi. Look at the Gary Gulman. I'm going to fucking break your little fat owl wing.
He's the one who has to leave.
I know. Well, stay on his. Verse, you're the best. Are you hanging
you so
tonight
much.
Or are you leaving?
After the show, I got to take off tonight.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. But I'll be headlining the Punchline in Atlanta Thursday through Sunday this week.
I was just in Atlanta, dude. You got to get the Bird app.
The Bird app.
It's a Bird app. Just download it. Scooters all over Atlanta.
Okay.
And you just scan it.
You jump on a scooter and take it wherever the fuck you want, and then jump off and then get another one.
Oh, that's
and it's like it's,
okay.
It's
that
like, yeah, I used them all in Atlanta. I didn't get an Uber one night. I was my hotel. I jumped on one of these little scooters, took it to the gig, popped off, unscanned it, shut it down. I came out of the gig. I just jumped on. I lied. I got Ubers on the way home because they shut
well,
it down.
Well, my hotel's next to the place, so I mean,
whatever. I'm just saying, get a bird app.
No, yeah, maybe during the day. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I'm never gonna use that.
Well, he did get hit by a car.
So. I did. I got hit by a car.
Did you?
I got tagged a little bit. I deserve it. I'm 47 on a scooter in Atlanta. I should be walking.
Yes, July 5th through the 8th, I'll be at the Punchline. And I'm very excited about this. I will be headlining Gotham Comedy Club August 10th and 11th. Come out to those shows. Two a night, 8 and 10 both nights. So, yeah, this week in Atlanta and August 10 and 11th at the Gotham Comedy Club. Check it out.
August or July, buddy.
What's that? Thank you.
Okay, what?
August or July, because it says August. I mean, July right here.
No. August. If you go to August 10th and 11th.
That one also.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
All right, headliner, you fire. That's great. Gotham, yeah. I love headliner.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Good for you, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, man.
Next week. You can't fuck me. I'm making all these plans.
No, we're going.
You better not call me the night before.
No.
Harper, got a fucking triple theater.
No.
I need the money.
I won't.
You bet.
I won't.
Thursday?
I will not call you the day before and cancel. I'll probably cancel tomorrow.
Dude. I got the whole hike planned. You better. Are you
okay,
going?
No, we're going.
Are you going?
Yes, we're going.
Look me in
the
eyes.
Look at my schedule. Do I have anything on the 12th there?
No, you got nothing. Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes, because this I know I'll get you. You're fucking...
Fuck, I know.
Look at me.
I'm going. We're going.
We're going.
We're going.
Thursday night.
I mean, yeah. I mean, now I'm going to fight with her if she says no, because I'm saying I looked at him.
You look me in the eyes.
Yeah,
and say
I know.
It's Thursday night.
It's getting weird. Yeah.
Is your wife going to let you go?
What?
She's going to let you go, right?
Yeah, she'll let me go. We're only going for one night.
One night, we leave the day, we hike up, we make camp, we stay, make spoons, and then we come back.
Love you, buddy.
Tomorrow. I'll see you later, buddy. I'll see you over there.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you, man.
Great seeing you, Paul.
Yeah. All right.
Later, Paul.
Zach, take care.
I'll see you later. Buddy.
Gary.
See you.
One of the funniest guys on the planet. I'm telling you, we talk about you. Everywhere I go, people bring your name up.
That's nice to hear, man.
It's nice to hear, but it's a fact.
Thanks.
One of the funniest guys out there. I'm telling you. You can't get anybody to say anything different.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you can't.
That's really nice.
I mean, it's great. I mean, one of the nicest guys, one of the funniest guys.
That's better to hear. I'm one of the nicest guys.
Well, you are. Everybody loves you, buddy.
That's a great asset.
That's a great fucking asset.
Thanks.
You're a fucking great guy, and you're one of the funniest guys out there. I really love that you came by tonight. You want to smoke a cigar or you got to go?
What time is it? And I'll tell you.
All right. Almost 11.
11 o'clock.
See, it's my anniversary, my four-year anniversary with my girlfriend at midnight, so I should
do that. Yeah. Do that. I'm going to give you a cigar.
Oh, thanks.
To take
man.
With you.
Oh, I'd love that.
I'm going to tell you which one. You ready? Oh, fuck. Someone's going to have to pick that up. I got one shoe on.
Do you remember what we used to smoke together?
Well, I do. And I have one of those. I brought it. It's in the car. It's a Punch.
Yeah,
double Maduro.
We used to smoke a Punch Rothschild.
It's a Rothschild double Maduro.
We bought a box together, yeah.
Box of 50. They just brought them back.
Oh, wow.
And I bought a box. And I had one for you. It's in the car. I fucking fell out of here. But where is this right here? Okay, here we go. This one right here? It's an Avo. One of my favorite cigars.
I know you love these. Thank you so much.
You're going to love that cigar.
So generous of you. Thanks.
Yeah, you're going to love that cigar.
That's a good 4th of July stog.
That's a great one right there. It'll take you a nice hour and a half, 2 hours if you fucking suck on it right.
Yeah.
But I told my wife. July 12th, Austin. Yeah, I just came from Cap City. Well, that's already gone, right? Well, July 12th. No, it's coming up. I was just there. I actually love the room.
Yeah.
What are we fucking pausing for, right?
I don't know.
Do you love it?
Oh, yeah. I love Cap City. The audiences there are awesome.
I've never played there. I played there this weekend. It was fucking great.
It's terrific, yeah.
I'm murdered, right?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, you got the early show. What do you got, all early shows?
I don't know why it says that. My web guy has made a mistake.
Yeah, he made a mistake. Yeah. So Cap City, great club. Then you got Greenwood Village. What is that?
It's a Comedy Works. It's a suburban room for the Comedy Works in Denver.
The outside room.
Yeah.
Not the downtown room.
Right, not the downtown room.
Yeah, I love that room. That lady will not book me ever again.
Really? What
happened? I don't know why. I'm going to stop this. You know what? I'm getting sick of me. I apologize. I do this every fucking week. I feel like Voss. I'm just making about me.
No, no, that's okay.
I apologize. No, I do every fucking week. Don't let me do that again, guys.
Okay. Okay.
Where I bring up, oh, I love that room. They haven't used me. Fucking asshole.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck that. Comedy Works, Denver, one of the greatest rooms in the fucking country. And then we're going to be up at Jess for Laughs. We're going to smoke cigars. Well, you're doing your 1 hour show. Go to hahaha.com to buy tickets for Gary Gulman's one man show right the fuck now. There's my nasty show, but go there right now. Go back to the website. Stay there. Hahaha.com. If you can find
that's
it real
for
quick.
For my Montreal shows, yeah.
Yeah, go to his show. I mean, if you haven't seen Gary Gulman live, it is one of the. You'll sit there and you'll just be like, oh my God. When it's done, you're like, that was fucking, I haven't seen that or felt that in so long. His fucking, you're almost like, wow. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's just because I'm a comic, but it makes you feel shitty about your act. Jeez. It really does. You're like, ah, oh, fuck, I got to write better shit.
No, but Bobby, I watch you and I say the same thing. I pull out my notebook on the subway home when I watch you.
What like, do you write? Don't do this. Don't do that.
No. I need to.
You're doing good. Keep doing your path.
No.
Don't be so loud. Don't act out shit so much. Don't push the joke.
No, you're such a master, man.
Well, listen, no, please, just take these compliments. I already did at the fucking Denver Works thing. I made it about me.
Yeah.
So make sure you go check him out. He's got a bunch of stuff. Go to GaryGulman.com. One of the funniest guys and nicest guys in the world. What are you doing 4th of July?
It's my anniversary with my girlfriend, so we're going out for brunch.
Oh, nice.
And then, yeah. And then, I'm not sure.
Why don't you get a bigger
bed? I got some presents.
Why don't you get a bigger bed?
I don't know. Tell me if this isn't true. When you grow up poor,
yeah,
it affects all your purchases your entire life.
But you're not poor now.
Right, but I still have that mentality.
Yeah, but
it's a sensibility.
Yeah,
you know?
you should have a... at least a queen bed.
You're absolutely right.
You should
You're
have at least a queen
right.
bed. And if not for you, if not, and I told Colin Quinn this too. He had a king size bed. I go, listen, you're fucking Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
You're Gary Gulman. Go get a fucking king bed. If it takes up the whole room,
yeah,
that's where you sleep.
Right.
That's not where you read a book, you go to bed, you fuck. That's it. You want to fucking sit down? You want to sit with a lamp? Go in the living room. You want to have some breakfast? Go in the whole room should be bed.
Yeah.
Because everything you do in there is lying down.
Yeah.
Or on your knees. Okay? It should be comfortable. So get your dresser. Get it the fuck. Get your nightstand. Right. Horse shit in there that you never touch.
Right.
Gone. Hang a sconce.
A sconce.
Tell the lamp to beat it.
A sconce.
Tell the lamp to beat it. Get a sconce. And fucking get a big bed and get some Brooklinen sheets because they're fucking comfortable.
Good closer.
All right, buddy. Gab, what do you got, baby?
You can listen to my podcast with Katie Hannigan called Apocalypse Scenarios. It's really great. Mm-hmm. And then just check out my Instagram at Gabby is Brian or my website.
Thanks for coming yesterday, too. You guys are
great. Yeah, of course. It was so fun.
My kid loves this girl.
I love him.
He's fucking, he's like, is Gabby coming?
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, she's coming. Relax. Loves Gabby.
Great.
But I'll tell you this, deserving so, because Gabby and Becky, fucking phenomenal with just everybody. You know, but the kid was great, so.
Was so much
I was
fun.
So, yeah, you guys came
Thanks
by.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, it was awesome. You come to the next one, too. You're always, you don't even have to ask. You always come. And Mike, you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you should ask, but Gabby, you come. No, I'm kidding. Mike, what do you got?
Next Wednesday, we're all going to be doing the Fat Black Pussycat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be doing that show.
Gary, you should come down. Want to do a spot next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, if you're around.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be around.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you might be in Cap City.
Okay.
Wait, maybe. Right. I'll be doing Skankfest next week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll actually be opening for you in San Antonio next month.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we'll be back to
That's right.
That'd be great if Gary just nullified that.
No.
Tomorrow, Mike's like, he doesn't, what? I'm not working. Yeah, Gary.
I would never.
I don't want that owl working with me.
I don't see owl. But when he opens up his eyes in that way to imitate that owl, I see owl. But yeah, I wouldn't have picked up on.
Well, then owl. I'll be.
You should never have more credits than me. You should never have more plugs than me.
Two of them were yours.
Hurry up.
That's true. Sorry,
I'll be headlining the Improv in San Antonio at the end of August also. So please come see that.
Good for you, buddy. All right. Again, go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly and support me over there. We got a great stuff going on. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
Every week. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening to the great show. You know what, dude? See you next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.